And now we're recording.
God, look at Owen Hart's gear.
I know. Sorry, folks. We're a little distracted. We're getting ready for our watch-along later on in the show. Catching up on some old-school wrestling. Kevin, do you feel like doing the intro?
Nope.
All right. Let me see if I can make something up.
No. I know. Yeah, let me do it.
All right. You got it.
All right. Hold on. Give me 4 seconds.
Wait, you want me to give you a countdown?
Yeah.
3.
Today on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 from Dallas, Slammiversary, MLW Kings of the Coliseum or something like that, and a whole lot more, Sting of the Ring, and picks, more picks, picks, picks everywhere. It's the Shining Wizards.
I like it. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Matt Taven, member of the Kingdom and one half of the Internet Darlings, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
God damn. And ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time of the week. It's your Tuesday night delights.
Ooh, boy.
And the Shining Wizards proudly, I almost fucking stuttered.
Yeah, what was that?
Proudly present to you
the best, worst 2 hours of your life.
And the ones bringing it to you are the two-man group.
We're back, baby.
Tony.
Kevin.
Wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
My brother, we have a lot of shit to cover tonight. But before we get into all that,
I thought you were going to say my brother testify like D-Von.
Speaking of D-Von, let's start with that. Did you see the Ronda
Rousey?
We're
starting with D-Von? That's a hot take.
Did you see the Ronda Rousey, I want to come back to wrestling video with her husband?
Is she knocked up?
I don't think she is. She's itching to come back, dude. You didn't see it?
Or is she just itching? No, I didn't watch it. I know you wanted us to watch it, but I didn't watch
God,
it.
Oh, my God. It's great, what dude.
There was so much wrestling going on this weekend. Do you think I'm going to watch a Ronda Rousey video?
Listen, it pops up on Facebook. You got to watch it.
Facebook is the devil.
Of course it is.
Because now, like, every post is either a sponsored ad or it's somebody not posting an original thought and it's just a meme or an article with their, ooh, my hot take on it. And I just noticed it, like, one day I couldn't get through 10 or 15 posts. Every single one was a meme. Everything was a joke that somebody else, like, that somebody didn't write. And it infuriates me.
Well,
like,
there are quite a few people that go with the puns lately online, which I absolutely love.
Well, yeah, well, I'm a big pun guy.
Friend of the show.
Not the rapper, but...
Friend of the show, pun. John Redbeard.
Oh, he's the best.
He is fucking...
He might be the best.
And I talk so much shit to him because they're just so awful. I wind up laughing at him, but I just give him shit for every
like,
single one.
Me and him, probably have, I'll say, at least 3... drunk conversations a week.
You know who else is good with the puns? Stickman.
Yeah,
Stickman is fucking
he's
great
not bad.
With the puns.
He's not bad.
But he's got that sort of, you know, like friendlier kind of Canadian pun.
You
got
to be careful with puns, though, because odds are they've been done before. They've been punned before. So come on, get there. You got to have a sound.
No, it's
nope,
all right.
No, nothing?
All right. Yeah.
All right, so we digress right off the bat.
I've got so many things open on this computer. I'm surprised if it fucking doesn't
it's
have
not
a heart
crash.
Attack by the end of the
show. It's not going to crash and burn like a stick man pun?
I played smart. I reset the computer about
smart
an hour
mark?
Before we started,
oh.
So...
Gotcha.
Everything should be cleared out and we're good to go.
But yeah, the Ronda Rousey video, I didn't watch because there was 8 million wrestling shows happening this weekend.
Well, it's basically her and her husband in her house and she's like, oh, I love being home with you and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, one point they're in, like, she's in the bedroom and she's like,
oh.
she's jumping on the bed, like doing moves.
Does she have her Road Warrior face paint on?
No, she didn't. But it was really good. It was really well done. Like, she's doing shit on the bed, and then her husband comes in, and he's, oh, you just spit all over the microphone and your leg. Yeah, she was flicking her bean menacingly.
She was doing shit on the bed.
But like
you know, that could cover a whole lot of ground.
You know when you're a kid, like you wrestle with your pillow and you give it like elbows and body slams.
I had wrestling buddies.
Okay, well, so
even
better.
Or giant boardwalk Sylvester the Cat.
I think she even had a wrestling buddy in the video, if I remember correctly.
Which one?
I think it was a Warrior one. To be honest,
I still have my Warrior and Hogan.
She told her husband she was going to go out to do grocery shopping, and he goes,
and
okay.
And never came back.
See you later. And as she's getting ready to leave, she did that fucking thigh and chest thing that she does. And then at one point.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, the kid song?
This, yes. Okay. She went,
head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
God. I've been watching too much Peppa Pig lately. I don't know why, but my 11-year-old son is making me watch it again.
Wait.
What?
Your 11-year-old son still watches Peppa Pig?
No, he started watching it again because some feed was on Facebook and he stumbled upon it. And now he's hooked on Peppa Pig again.
Is that normal for an 11? I mean, it's not normal.
Look,
for
I watch it with him. Is it normal for me?
No, I'm about to say it's not normal for a 36-year-old to collect toys and then watch old cartoons.
Well,
so I guess it's.
I will tell you this: she's a nasty fucking pig. Like, she couldn't whistle.
She's a Brit, right?
Yes.
I know.
And she called her friend Susie, who's a sheep.
Yes, I know Susie Sheep.
And Susie could
whistle.
Listen,
I know him.
And Peppa got pissed off that she whistled, so she hung up on her. I was like, what a nasty little twat.
She get the old fuck you button? Like, when you call someone, you just hit decline?
No, you have to. They have to hang up. They're in England. I think they're like 40 years behind.
Oh, so you actually have to answer a phone and then hang it up.
Well, that's the
thing. Do
they
have cell phones in England?
Maybe.
Are they still pay phones?
I think they carry around the old car bricks with like the big battery packs.
Zach
on
Morris
their shoulders.
Style?
No, that's even like too recent
too,
for
too
them.
Updated?
Yes.
Man.
You know the ones that they used to have in the cars like in the 70s with the big battery pack with the cable?
Yep.
The cord is still on like the fucking receiver?
God. It's so weird. Like, I still have an iPhone 5, people out there. Full disclosure, I have an iPhone 5. And it's the point where like, it's not a cell phone. It has to be plugged. It's a portable landline. Because it has to be plugged in all the time.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with an iPhone 5. The problem is all the updates suck the power out of it more.
It's never screwed me. I don't know how I got away with it.
I don't know either.
Maybe because, you know, me and, who is it, Bill Gates? He's the Apple guy?
No.
I went to Raw with him, actually.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
The guy that owns Microsoft, who you got your iPhone from.
Yep.
All right.
That's right. Me and Bill Gates.
I'll allow it.
Name dropper.
That's Kevin.
That's it.
He
name dropped the Gates.
Bill Gates, the president of Apple.
That's it. I did spit all over this, by the way. You're right.
It wound up on your paper? Yeah. I thought it was just your leg.
It ended up right on Matt's first note. It is email that he sent to us. G1 was awesome. What a night one. Oh, what a night. Late December in Dallas, Texas. G1 classic. Lance Archer with Osprey. What a G1. What a night.
Matt and his fucking notes. You know what? Before I shit on...
Listen, if he doesn't do it, we don't have
him. That's what I mean. Like, before I shit on Matt for the next 2 hours, I do have to say, and I will, but I do have to say, like, when it comes to prepping for the show, he comes correct.
He's the best.
I only wish he would have given me all the fucking picks that I made for the Slammiversary, because I didn't remember one fucking pick that I made.
Oh, what a night. Ta-Nehisi Kenta.
So just to put a little bow on the whole Ronda Rousey thing,
okay.
At the very end, she's climbing ladders
oh,
in the living room.
Oh, what a night. Keep on going. Ronda Rousey, G1 Classic Weekend.
I thought you were going to start singing about her climbing ladders.
Climbing ladders in Road Warrior paint.
So she's telling, like, her husband's like, do you want to go back to wrestling? And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay if you do. So then she goes, really? He's like, yeah. She yells, D-Von! And fucking D-Von Dudley pops up, and she goes, testify!
I had no idea. That's
and
awesome.
D-Von Dudley sets up the table, and she puts her husband on the table and climbs up a ladder and fucking drops an elbow.
What, was D-Von Dudley spending the night at the Ronda, the Rousey household?
Maybe she needs a bull. I don't know.
Oofa.
Ooh.
Testify.
Testify!
What's up?
Well, maybe she is still trying to get pregnant. Who knows?
Maybe Devon's, you know, stepping in to do the job.
She wants a...
He's got like 7 kids, though, doesn't he, Devon?
Well, maybe now he's got 8.
Devon and Ronda plus 8?
Devon has his seed on.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
Ring the fucking bell.
How's that
bell.
For fucking puns?
That's, that wasn't even... Didn't
that even
sound
a
like anything.
You idiots.
I'll give you the whole trifecta.
Do the you idiots again.
You like you idiot?
Yeah.
You idiots.
You know what that's from?
That's Pat. That's Pat, right?
Pat Buck was cutting a Blue Apron commercial. for Ryback's
probably
podcast,
Ryback at that point. Yeah.
And he said heirloom tomatoes, and he fucking mispronounced it, and then he fixed it. And at the
What is it? Heirloom tomatoes?
Yeah. You idiots.
I wish I had the whole thing for context. I think that might be
Is the Jesus? I know we've had this conversation a million times.
Jesus!
That's KM, right?
No, that's Zandig.
Oh, that's Zandig.
Is it Zandig?
Because they play that on...
It's somebody from CZW. I'm almost positive it's Zandig.
I think you're right, because that drop came into my head over the weekend. I think I was listening to a podcast, and they mentioned Zandig.
It is Zandig. Okay,
listening to? Oh, the fucking the Major Marks, the Major podcast.
Why, they use Jesus too?
Because, no, they were in Japan, and they found a Zandig figure in Japan.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. But so they played Jesus. They played that drop. Oh, no, they imitated that drop. Oh, man, Sonny.
It's a great drop.
Sonny.
I'm really surprised. Oh, Sonny 97 could fucking do no wrong.
Doesn't get much better than that.
I'm sorry, dude. I had to turn the monitor
back. I can't see you now. Oh, I didn't realize you had it on there.
What, fucking John Cena?
Abadoodoo!
I love that shit!
Yo, side note, sidebar, completely unrelated. In 2019, we're getting a Low Life Louis versus Dan Moff match, by the way.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Oh, we were talking John Cena.
That's fine.
Oh, actually, I like
this is also
one.
Low Life Louis music.
I like this one better.
Low Life Louis. Is this Kamala?
Do you remember the Max Landis video, Wrestling is Wrestling, or whatever it was called?
God, no.
You don't remember that shit?
I didn't really, like, I didn't watch. This is great. They're playing Flash Funk's Titantron to Brian Christopher coming out.
Well, Brian Christopher does wrestle Flash Funk.
He is funky. Well, he was funky. R.I.P.
Then again, it could be the fucking people on the tech that are working in Atlantic City at the time. We do have Raw episode 223.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about.
In the background. We'll be doing a little watch-along later on for the main event, but that's all in the future. Kevin, let's talk about the past. You went to Monday Night Raw last night, didn't you?
I sure did.
And did you have the funds?
I had all the funds and the Raws and the times and the stuffs, and it was great. So a lot of people got to watch. It's weird going live, because I guess when you're there live...
We're live.
I feel like I tended to enjoy it more, but... Not really, if that makes any sense.
Well, because you're with comrades, you know.
I was with...
you're amongst the people.
Thank you, KTG, Kate the Great. So we went, we had a good time, and had some daddy sodas. Got to see some friends. Got to see the big deal, Craig Steele, who I see all the time anyway, but still good to see him. Saw some comedy buddies. Who else? Giancarlo, old friend of the show.
Giancarlo, who works for WWE right now. Yes, and a couple of friends that were working Raw last night, actually.
Yeah, which I missed, by the way.
JP Grayson.
Justin.
Justin Carino tagged
both
up.
Justins. Oh, well, Justin. Yeah, JP. Again.
To
yeah.
get fucked up by the Viking Warriors or whatever they're called.
And I fucking missed it.
And
I fucking missed it.
I missed CPA assisting a downed Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio doesn't want this. Clearly, Rey Mysterio doesn't want it.
Why the fuck would you come back only to get slaughtered by fucking, what's his name?
Corbin?
No, fucking Squidward, Bobby Lashley.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
I kind of did. Like, why would you fuck the guy over like that? Like, that's his big comeback.
But
I don't know.
Rey Mysterio, like, Bobby Lashley's the guy that you're, like, you could say that they're trying really hard to get him over, because he's really not.
He cut a promo. That he couldn't wait to fucking end Braun Strowman on Sunday. Oh, don't worry, folks. We'll be talking about that later.
But so I get, like, you want to make Bobby Lashley, like, again, like you said, he's fighting Strowman on Sunday. Rey Mysterio is a perfect sell guy for that. Beat the shit out of him. I get it. He's a big star. It's his return.
Like, you have the Viking Warriors against fucking two jabronis. And like,
whoa.
Look, in our world, awesome. In the world of WWE, they're fucking feeders. That's what they are.
Dude, I fucking missed it. I'm so mad at myself.
Dummy. Well, dummy, yeah. Well, you didn't know that they were going to be there, did you?
No, I had no clue.
Dummy, yeah.
There you go.
We're not that tight.
You idiots.
But
in your face.
To be fair, I didn't leave when their segment happened. I left before it. And then I hear the Viking Raiders music, but I had to pee. And so and
you
like,
wait, but you didn't see who was in the ring when you heard.
I had no clue who was in the ring. I missed the entire thing from start to finish. So Justin, I am sorry.
That's a weird thing that two guys that are in like brother tag teams wound up like not teaming with their brothers.
I don't know how that works.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Like, are they all just backstage and like, okay, you and you?
Don't know. I think they get let, like, they probably have a phone number that or from somebody that calls them and says, hey, we need you tonight, or maybe they go through Pat or Brian. I don't know. So
dropping names.
But that's not name dropping. That has nothing to do with
names.
Me. It is nothing.
Kevin dropping names.
Okay, they
Kevin
go through WrestlePro or CreativePro. Maybe that's what they do.
Yeah.
But those are the proprietors of those establishments. Look, see what I did there? Those are a lot of big words right there.
I know.
God, that wasn't even... I was saving my good name drops for later, and that was...
Listen, you could burn through them all if you want to right now.
We're going
to
make that shirt. Name dropper.
You should.
I don't know how to do designs, so I need you to do it.
All right, another shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my SWK shirt on right now, my Kevin Garifo Wolfpack.
Yeah, thank you for all the people who have purchased one so far.
Yes.
And all the other Shining Wizards merch on prowrestlingtees.com/ShiningWizards.
And if you missed out on the sale, who gives a shit? Pay full price. It's worth it.
We do.
And we always recommend the software t-shirts. Not the computer t-shirts. I don't know what that is. They're so soft. You felt these.
Well,
before,
I get the
right?
long sleeve shirt, so I don't think they come in soft.
Come in soft.
I love how you play a drop when it benefits you.
Well, because now I'm at the board, because I was looking for Dummy Yeah and all the other ones, and I don't know. So Raw. We'll fly through it real quick. Paul Heyman says that he might be a liar or Brock might be cashing in on Sunday.
He's a liar.
I don't know. Well, it's Philadelphia. Maybe Philadelphia would appreciate Brock Lesnar slaughtering somebody.
Paul Heyman knows a little bit about Philadelphia.
And Paul Heyman, he's officially like doing the behind the scenes now for Raw, right?
Yep.
Now.
Well, to an extent.
Well, I mean, I was listening to JR, and JR had a good point. If you're going to bring in Eric Bischoff and you're going to bring in Paul Heyman to be creative, let him run with it.
Are they really... The creative guys, though?
Well, if they're in charge...
Bischoff hasn't started yet.
He's starting after Extreme Rules, right?
Right.
Okay, but like JR's point was, let these guys give them the ball and run with it. Let them be the final decision makers. Don't stand in their way.
That makes
What could it hurt?
I mean, no, you're right. It can't hurt because the creative product has been, by most people's standards, not great.
Yeah.
So, and that's putting it very mildly compared to what other people have actually said. So I agree with you with Paul Heyman, and I think we even mentioned this last week. I agree with you in terms of Paul Heyman. I think Paul Heyman still has a lot to give, and he's still very smart. Bischoff is smart, but his track record since 1999?
He's had some success.
It's not been great.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's a fucking TV guy. He knows how to get his shit on TV.
That's fine.
And that's probably why they're putting him in charge of the show that's going to be on Fox.
Which is that part.
So where's she been? She's still in rehab or is she back yet?
I think she's in a belly button central rehab. She's getting that fixed.
Okay.
The giant belly button.
Good for her. Is Jinder My Balls there too? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's actually hurt.
Chakra.
He just had surgery.
Chakra. Oh, that's right. I saw pictures of him in the hospital.
The modern day Maharaja. Jinder Mahal, as Booker T would say. But yeah, Bischoff though is... like you said, it can't get worse.
Well, it
could, the thing is, though, how much better can it... Yeah, well, you're right. It definitely can get worse. You're right. But how much better can it get?
We'll
and you're hiring guys that are... We all make fun of Vince. He's like, he's 75 years old. He doesn't get the pulse of the young audience or the adult male audience. Bischoff's no spring chicken either.
Oh, Heyman's in his 60s. He's almost 65.
Heyman's no spring chicken. And no disrespect, because they're two of the greatest... We wouldn't be doing this podcast probably if Bischoff and Nitro didn't happen and the wars didn't boom and wrestling didn't have that big. I mean, we probably all still love wrestling, but would any of it have happened without the Attitude Era?
Yeah, I mean that's a good assessment. I think,
you know, like it wouldn't have kept us in because we probably could have been...
Oh, I was off the bandwagon for the new generation. Fuck that noise. I couldn't stand half of that shit.
So you were out of watching wrestling?
I was sort of like not watching, but sort of watching.
Well, I don't want to...
An adult,
put you on the
yes.
Spot.
I was an adult.
All right, so I was still a kid, so I was still watching.
95, I was damn near graduating college.
Okay.
And I was out of school, a grown man, when the Attitude Era was in full swing.
All right, so 95, I was 12. Okay. So... I was still watching wrestling religiously. So, but I feel like if the Attitude Era didn't happen when I was in high school and that stuff, I probably could have saw myself getting phased out of it.
Yeah.
So that happened, kept me in. The fact that I love wrestling kind of helps, I guess. But so many people also loved wrestling and moved on in whatever the pre-Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Some of them came back because of Austin and the NWO and Goldberg and The Rock.
But I don't like what I'm seeing right now, where they're doing stuff just to do stuff to try to change the way the product is presented. Like Kofi Kingston flipping off Samoa Joe last week.
It
doesn't fit his character, doesn't fit his attitude, nothing. There was no point to
it. And I agree with you 100%. The whole, and I don't know if I said this last week or not. I know I've said it to people in passing. The whole reason why the Attitude Era worked, because it developed organically. The Vince McMahon character happened in the happiest accident of all time.
And you saw a bit of the sparks with the USA versus Canada and all that stuff, you know.
And then once, I'm not saying everything has to be organic, but I feel like the roots have to be organic. It has to be natural.
And it did.
And it agreed. And now there's no catalyst for, I guess, this quote-unquote whatever attitude type era where they're going to try to push on us. If it's forced, it won't work. I don't care that like Corey Graves said holy shit on the air. Like it felt good in the moment, but
nah, I still think that was forced too.
That's oh no, of course it was. And it felt good at the time because you hadn't heard it since
yeah, but then it's like, well, what do we do on SmackDown? I know, let's let Kofi flip somebody the bird. It's like, eh.
So and again, you're right. And it's like product placement for like a fucking like Pepsi on Seinfeld or something, or like super like
what is this cola doing here?
It just seems like it's forced, and that I don't care if you wanna be attitude, you wanna be edgy, I don't
you
care.
Think you know me.
If it doesn't if it doesn't you know make me. Sense for the product. So I mean, I hope they do change because there needs to be change, but you have to. There's got to be some sort of trigger that makes it happen. Maybe it's AEW. I don't know. This isn't even the right.
Yeah, it is.
This is like his first one.
Yeah, but
this is like when he's like.
Oh, did you want like never gonna stop me? No,
I wanted. You think you know me? And then we're on this day.
Oh, you want
I say
one.
Clear. That's the best one.
I know, but this is old school.
Did you think that though? When Edge, the Rob Zombie one was great.
Yeah.
But then, like, I'm like,
he had a lot of good versions of his theme music, and originally came out to the Brood music too.
That's right.
He's but got.
Did
a
you
lot
ever
great...
like get mad at a theme song change and then adapt to it and be like, oh, this isn't bad?
Well, when Hunter first became Triple H, they had the Dying Siegel version of My Time with no words. It was like,
yeah,
it's fucking awful. As a matter of fact, I think it's either in WrestleMania. I think it's in WrestleMania 2000 that version.
It is. The video, the so Nintendo really 64 vehicle.
And fucking find what we're talking about. Fire up the fucking Nintendo 64. It's worth it.
Like, and that's part of it. I don't remember what Triple H went to after the My Time. I guess it was the game, right?
Yeah.
He went to the game.
And then Bow Down to the King and Evolution.
Which I hated too.
Bow
but then,
down
but,
to
but
the,
then I kind of got on board with it.
Bow Down to the King.
Like Kane music too. Like, we talked about this a bunch, how... But I love the...
I had no idea that was finger 11.
Found in her.
So I had no idea.
It's so weird, like, how, like... I never thought, like... Oh, my God. Oh, this is this guy's music for life. And then something else happens, and it's just, like, better. Like, remember Randy Orton? Hey, nothing you can say.
Holy nothing shit, you can yes.
Nothing for me.
Now it's my time.
Never gonna stop. They're not gonna take what's mine. Take what's mine.
You sound like fucking Stan Marsh from South Park. Or Randy Marsh.
Derp. Derpity derp 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 derp.
Finger bang bang.
Finger bang. Let me finger bang bang my heart.
Don't worry, we'll talk about fucking Ricochet later. Hi-yo.
I was in a boy band, Stan.
You don't know.
You don't know, man. I don't want that for you.
God, I need to start watching South Park again. It's been so long since
I've seen it. It bothers me. Like, we're talking about the music. Like, when I see South Park on now, like when I see The Office on, I watch it. Yeah. South Park, it's like, I don't watch it. Is that weird?
Yeah, me either, no.
But, like, if I do end up, like, tuning in, like I'll watch it for like 3 hours, but it's just not one of the ones that I put on.
No, there's lots of cartoons that I'll watch, and like South Park is just not one of them anymore.
Big Bob's Burger guy now.
Bob's Burger's awesome. I miss that they don't show the replay. They show the replays too early now on fucking Adult Swim.
Mondays on they're on like TBS from like 3 to 7
in the morning.
No, in the afternoon.
Really?
On Mondays.
Fuck.
So
that's a great show.
Alicia, fuck.
I watched that. Mike Tyson's Mystery Season 4 just started. That's a great show.
Don't know what that is.
I miss Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That's my favorite of all
time.
That's
a great fucking show. Great
it's
show.
The bling blong, baby.
Very last episode, Shake's like, suck it. And then 2 minutes later, he's going, what are you still doing? Shouldn't you be going block, block, block? Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Last episode, they don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, man. That's a great show. But.
But.
We're not here to talk about.
Well, news.
Because we are the Aqua Teen.
I love that shit.
Go ahead.
The very last season when they were doing Aqua Teen Hunger Force Forever, when they did the whole anime opening to the show, and it's like, I'm a meatwad, I'm a meatball, I'm a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking great.
Did you see the movie?
Yes. The movie's fucking stupidly funny.
I had to go to South Amboy to see it.
It's so great.
It was the only place. You know that when you go over that bridge?
Yeah.
And there's like the movie theater that you see the billboard for on the left?
Ooh, you know what I have? Filibuster for 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. I can't. We're talking about Aqua Teen.
Filibuster about Aqua Teen.
Talk
about Carl.
He's a Giants fan. I'm a Jets fan. We wanted different things. So, but Carl was great. I have no idea what he's doing. So put me on the spot. But I'm good at this. I'm a comedian. I should be able to.
And you've been fucking doing this show for like fucking 7 out of the last 8 years. So you should fucking know it.
Yeah, but
all right, here
filibuster
we go.
Is
in my hand.
Uh-oh.
And I ordered this and I've never opened it. The Aqua Teen Hunger Force Zombie Ninja Pro-Am PlayStation 2 game.
Whoa.
How fucking great is this?
I never even knew Take such a thing look. Existed.
That was
a
catch,
that was a great catch on
was
me.
Awesome.
On
that
my
was
part.
A shitty throw, too.
Frylock.
Isn't it awesome?
Frylock has been admitted into the Jersey Pine, South Jersey's most prestigious and exclusive public golf course, and Shake was rejected. Actually, he didn't apply. He doesn't know how to play golf, but what does that matter? He's pissed. That's fucking great.
I can't. I'm dying to open it, but I just want to take one night and fucking play through it.
This is a pretty. I mean, I don't have no idea what it's worth, but this is a pretty nice little gem here.
Nothing, but I could tell you what Aqua Teen is still worth to Adult Swim, because they're doing like their fucking convention party for the summer again this year, and always front and center in the advertising is Meatwad. Always. And Aqua Teen hasn't had a new episode in like 5 years. They ended the show, you know?
We need that back.
Definitely.
Back in black.
Definitely. Because the problem with Adult Swim, they get one gem and then there's like fucking 20 disasters.
Well, like, wasn't like Robot Chicken like a thing?
I like Robot Chicken. I think they still make new episodes. I'm not positive.
Is Space Ghost still a thing?
No, they're done. And Brack is done.
I got to tell you a great idea.
C-Lab is done.
I have a great idea for an animated show that I told to my comedy cohorts, but I want to try to make it actually happen.
You should do it.
But we have to talk about it off air.
Just please don't.
I don't want to run the risk of someone stealing it.
Don't make it that Jim.
Talking to you, Prince of Pro.
Fucking abomination that he had out.
Who?
Jim Norton. Remember that shit he had tried to get a Kickstarter on?
No.
His fucking show about Chip being a cartoon, Chip Chipperson.
Nope. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, good. Good thing you didn't. You saved some brain cells.
I know nothing of what you're speaking.
Raw. How do you have a mixed tag match elimination rules where
I had no idea what was
Selena
happening
got
match,
eliminated and it's like, well, for all intents and purposes, the man is not allowed back in the match. It's like, well, what was the fucking point? What was the point? One elimination eliminates two people.
I was very confused about that match.
And then 2 out of 3 falls for the tag match. It's
and
like,
and the Miz was that the Miz match
was that
two
was
out
the Miz
falls.
With the penitentiary. That's the one.
Oh,
that's
yeah, the
what
Usos,
I'm talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was confused about because I wasn't sure. I thought that was a 6-man 2 out of 3 falls elimination match.
The only thing I could say.
Didn't someone chase someone to the back at some point?
After the Vikings, they had the whole 24/7.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about like the match, though. Like someone disappeared or someone was
eliminated.
Let me
tell you, I'll say it every fucking week. I hated the introduction of that belt, but God damn it, the storyline is fucking fantastic.
It's serving its purpose now.
Fucking Drake Maverick and his wife is so great in that shit, too. They're amazing.
It's doing its job, and like I said, I was with you. I hated it, but I just like everyone else. Sometimes I'm an irrational wrestling fan. Sometimes I just have to wait and let it breathe.
I'm waiting for the menagerie to stop chasing people.
The menagerie,
but, you know, like the group
crazy. Wasn't that the stable with like Crazy Steve and
yes, like Mojo Abyss? Let's call them Mojo and Company. When Mojo and Company dies down,
Mojo
and they stop
Moving
chasing,
Company.
Yes, because they're constantly moving. Kevin,
there you go.
I would have called it like the fucking Kurt Hawkins moving company, but I didn't want to drop names.
slid into my DMs the other day too.
Oh,
dropping names. It's the same three names every week.
Yeah, but they're still names.
Double J, my main man, my man Pots and Pans. I'll name drop now.
Oof.
Double J, my BFF.
Of course he is. He wants you to buy some Gumby gold.
J-E, BFF.
Oh, shit. Wow. Raw, they did the fucking split screen with Bailey and fucking Crazy Mary or whatever the fuck her name is, Nikki Cross.
Crazy Steve?
Fucking...
Is he under contract now?
Oh, Gary, the fucking...
Busey?
The yes, with his buck teeth sticking out of the mask, teaming up with Roman Reigns.
Oh, the guy from CZW.
No, yeah, who was it? It was Cedric.
The ball guy, right?
Cedric.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The mask.
Yes.
The mask, yeah.
I didn't watch it, so I don't understand. Was it anything exciting? Was it stupid?
Listen, bro. Daddy sodas were flowing.
Oh, all right. So you fucking were.
I was there, but I wasn't there.
You having
there.
A good time for other reasons.
I had a great time. It was fun. And I thank you again, KTG, for the hookup. It was awesome.
KTG.
We had great seats.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So is there anything else about Raw? AJ and the fucking The Brood were back or whatever. The Brood Brothers.
Oh, be ready. Be ready.
Fucking, he should come out as Sex Ferguson one night.
I think I have a Sex Ferguson t-shirt. I think Matt actually gave it to me.
Well.
I have to watch. I have to wear that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. I got nothing else.
I mean,
about.
We don't have to talk. Like,
I don't give a shit about the rest of Raw. I don't, like, whatever.
It was fun. They had two dark matches at the end of the night, which I always find weird.
End of the night?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was Becky versus Lacey. And
oh, great. Sugar.
And then it was, dude, I'll say what. That was a vicious looking right hand that she threw at Becky Lynch.
That's a woman's right, dude.
I'm saying that one looked amazing. That was the best one I've seen.
Well, I mean, if you can't throw a punch at this point in your career.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
That looked vicious. To the
you
point
know how
that
many people have gotten this far and they throw the shittiest punches known to man?
Shane O'Mac, the best in the world.
Oh, my God.
The best in the world.
Worst punches ever.
Worst punches in the world.
Yeah, but your boy went over last night, didn't he? I didn't want to laugh, but people are going to think the fucking feed broke.
No.
Holy shit.
I was pretty impressed.
I was ready to say back after this.
That was good.
All right, so Raw gets a 4 out of 10, I guess. I don't know.
Fair.
Whatever.
That's fine. This is what it was.
We have...
Shout out to CPA. Jack Tomlinson. TJ, I think JP was on it. Not JP. I think Tommy was there, too.
I was going to say JP.
JP is...
he was on the show.
Grayson. Yeah, yes. But I think Tommy may have also been on it.
Well, I wonder if Dustin line. Was there too. Or Mark, sorry. No, wasn't? His bad thing?
Oh, it's no bad thing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No,
we got
it's
dissension in the
no,
ranks.
No.
Kevin Garifo said there's dissension in the ranks.
There's no
I'm
dissension.
I'm teasing. Kevin's telling me to beg off, so I'm begging off. Get well, Dustin. I don't know.
He's desirable.
I know he is. I know
he is. In the man, Dustin.
Fucking former five-time Reality of Wrestling tag champs. Isn't
that's
that
right.
It? Reality of Wrestling.
Three-time. Yeah. Booker.
Well, three, whatever. Yeah.
The Heavenly Bodies.
Shit. What? Okay. You want to cover...
Dude, we have so much to cover.
Slammiversary or MLW? Your choice.
What about G1?
No. First picks are Slammiversary or MLW.
Oh, so we'll do picks? Did we do MLW picks? We didn't, right?
No, not picks. I'm talking about do you want to do the picks from Slammiversary or do you want to do
MLW? Let's get
in
the picks from Slammiversary, bro.
All right, let's do Slammiversary or AKA Tony fucking ate dog shit.
That's Dog for part one of the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks extravaganza podcast thing.
And I'm going to step on Tony's intro.
We're covering Slammiversary 2019.
God, what I found out, what I went on this show, I was so mad because I could have easily gotten a clean sweep.
Well, speaking of clean sweeps, Matt got as close as you possibly can to a clean sweep. He went 6-1. Kevin close behind with a 5-2. And fucking Meatball Tony fucking rolling down the hill, skyrocketing to last place, pulls up with a 4-3. Not a losing night, but I fucking lost overall.
And
that pisses me off.
And it's funny because I thought the two that I lost I thought that I picked, and we'll break down the fourth wall before the show. I listened back to the last episode, and I'm like, wait, I thought I picked Sammy Callahan. I thought I picked Moose.
And then you realize what a dummy you really were.
I was a real dummy, and I justified every reason why I thought they both were going to win and didn't pick them.
I'm
awful.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
R.I.P. Brian Pillman in his dress.
Brian Pillman's in a dress. What would you... I'm sorry. I got distracted.
No, it's fine, because this was...
So anyway,
this was after SummerSlam 97, but the stipulation was that if he lost the gold dust, he'd have to wear the dress.
Yes.
Right?
He wasn't too much longer for the world at this point.
Now it's September.
Right? Yeah.
Or October, one of them. So I didn't know. I think it was September.
It was before Survivor Series, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was September, I think. Fuck, man. Maybe October, so don't quote me on that.
Okay, so let's go over the ones we got right. We all got Monster's Ball right. Taya Valkyrie retained her title.
Dude, that match was absolutely insane.
Insane. A little rough around the edges, but yes.
I loved it.
I thought it was a great effort from all four of them.
And I just want to say this as, I guess, an aside or as a preface. I know we're going to get to G1, but G1, to me, was one of the most enjoyable shows I've watched in a long time. And then I got the Slammiversary, and I was like, wow, this was one of the most enjoyable shows I've watched in a long time.
It was a great show overall, and I say great, I mean like top to bottom, great show. The North won the tag belts the night before. Two nights before on a spot show. So they were injected into the tag title match, which was fucking fantastic.
And we kind of know why now.
Fantastic. Well, LAX is
they
short
might be
for the world.
Dunsey McGunsey.
Yeah. But the North look fucking amazing.
Good team,
amazing.
Man.
And who are the little guys?
The Rascals.
The Rascals, yes.
Yeah.
Those guys could fucking move.
Desmond and, oh my God, Trey is the one that was in the four-way, I think.
No, I think Trey was in the tag
match. No, Wentz and Desmond? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think
Wentz
so.
And Desmond?
I think so.
If someone's...
And we didn't pick the four-way either, did we?
I don't think we did.
No, because it wasn't... It was like add-on.
That was like
it?
TJP, Willie Mack.
Willie Mack's a fucking beast, dude.
I think it was... I might be confusing one or the other. Now, one that looks like Ricochet.
Yes.
He looks exactly...
I thought it was Ricochet minus 20 pounds.
That might be his brother, for all I know.
Could be.
Looks just like Ricochet.
Why did is there a reason why they took the national title off of Willie Mack? Like, is he not?
Yeah, he hasn't had that
anymore?
For a while. Cabana won that a long time ago.
Was it a long time ago? Because it was weird that he won the title
months.
In the tournament and
I
then
gotta
he
say
just
months.
Fucking lost it right away. I don't know.
Oh, you know what it was? I think wasn't there confusion with this contract, and a lot of people were tweeting about it. I think Aldis chimed in about how Impact wouldn't let him work NWA.
I think
so.
That was
I think.
It.
That's what happened. So they took the belt off him and put it on Colt.
And that's kind of shitty because you figured Impact would have loved to have had an NWA champion on their show, you know?
I know, but that's the thing. I don't know how it worked, but I'm pretty sure Impact wouldn't let him work NWA once he signed his new deal with Impact.
Probably because of Jarrett and all that shit, maybe. Who knows?
I don't know if Jarrett had anything to do with it.
Whatever. Who knows? Yeah, that's neither
again,
here nor there.
Neither here nor there, but yeah, there was some weird nonsense with Willie Mack and NWA Impact.
We all took Rich Swann to retain his X Division championship over Johnny Impact. Great match. Great finish. Lots of fucking high spots galore. I don't know who this fucking Johnny B. Good is or whatever the fuck his name is. The other idiot.
Johnny Bravo.
That's it.
I think we touched on it last week because I didn't know who he was either. I think he's like a big brother guy.
We all took RVD. RVD lost to Moose, which is a fucking big surprise and a big feather in Moose's
cap. I don't know
cap.
Why I picked RVD.
Because we all fucking bought the Kool-Aid that RVD or drank the Kool-Aid.
Maybe.
Like
no, you know what I think it is? I think is I was maybe trying to protect my lead. So if I picked somebody different than you guys, then it would hurt. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason. Because I listened back and I justified every reason why I think Moose was going to win, and he didn't.
I took Killer Cross. You guys took Eddie Edwards. Another great match where Eddie fucking snapped Frankie and beat the shit out of Killer Cross.
Was that the first time Killer Cross debuted that look?
I don't know.
That if it was, that was awesome.
And the ending was great. Eddie fucking snapped his fucking
dude. That gusher, if was real, looked vicious.
I don't know. It was tough to tell. They covered it well. Whatever it was,
it looked amazing. So kudos
unless,
to
unless
Impact.
He had something that he took care of before that. I don't know, but it looked good.
Either way, it looked amazing.
And the one that that you and I lost
got away. The one that got away.
We both took Tessa, and
all three of us. No, Matt took Callahan.
Matt took Sammy Callahan.
Immediately loved that pick. Ah, God,
that was an amazing match,
dude. The whole show was amazing.
But the story they told, and then Sammy even giving her respect
at
the end, and she stood toe to toe with him. I am not a fan of intergender matches, but this one fucking pulled off probably as well as you ever could for an intergender match.
It was a fun match, man, and a lot of the again.
And that was your main event for the night. They closed the show with that,
which took me by surprise. If I had known, see, here's the other thing. If I had known, I mean, there's no way of knowing where they're going to place matches on the card, but I didn't think that was going to be the last match.
And the world title match.
Oh, God. Elgin and
fucking
and
Elgin and Cage for two big fucking slabs of beef. Those guys, they worked something that you would have seen on G1.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. That match, they beat the shit out of each other. I still don't know. Like, Elgin, you can tell he can move by looking at him. I still am in awe watching Brian Cage do half of the shit that he does.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's just a fucking juice head.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like he should have zero mobility. And he flies around like he's fucking 150 pounds.
He's, I give him a lot of credit because I was not always a big Brian Cage guy. Just because he looked, I guess for lack of a better term, too good to be true. Like, he looked.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a
That's a good way to put it.
He looked like anyone would easily want him as their top guy, but he just looked so fake to me. Like, you know what I mean? So, like,
he looks like he's like inhuman.
Yeah. So,
but
almost not believable as anything. But
oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, we had a fucking debut during that match as well.
After the match. Or a return, if you will, if you want to continue the lineage.
Well, we don't know, Kevin, because whoever it was under a mask, so we're not sure.
Oh.
I mean, you couldn't tell from his hand motions or his grotesquely...
Or his giant...
His
grossly, giant pork chop thighs.
Yes, or mistakenly shapen calves.
Yeah.
It looked like he was wearing aqua socks, too.
There's not one person in the world you can confuse Rhino with.
But I like... Well, I don't know who it was, Kevin.
Stop it, idiots.
But, dude, I like how the camera panned far away. They put up, like, the color graphic to kind of, like, oh, we shouldn't be airing this. And Don Callis almost got his ass kicked, too, which was a nice touch.
In the final days of ECW, wasn't Cyrus the Virus... Was he... Maybe Matt might know probably better than me. Wasn't Cyrus with Rhino and Jack Victory?
I think so, because he was part of the network, wasn't he? Or whatever that nonsense was.
So, like, that kind of, like, Rhino coming back to save Don?
Well, we don't know who it was, Kevin. Come on.
It was fucking Rhino.
It was a guy in a hood. It was a reverse KKK guy. He was wearing
Is that the
black.
Sequel to Boys in the Hood?
Yes. Well, there you go.
Guys, it's when the boys in the hood grow up, those who made it. Those who didn't get shot and killed.
Overall, I give the show an A. I was fucking... I loved it. The one thing I didn't like... was that they were doing the fucking X Division title match and there were fucking thumbtacks still in the ring. That's a bad.
Yeah, you got it.
Bad.
And I don't know who you put that on.
You put that on your fucking crew.
Yeah. Well,
somebody's got to have a broom in the back ready to sweep that shit up and away from ringside because you know you've got high flyers the rest of the show.
Now, were they point up or were they like embedded in the ring where you would have to actually like dig down and get him?
I think Johnny Impact early on almost like took a bump into him.
Okay. That's why.
Well, I blame his wife because she's the one that fucking did it. Oh, no, it was Rosemary. Rosemary poured him out. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and that face first bump in, I guess, I don't know what they call that move, like the crab walk type gimmick.
Yeah.
And then stopping her face into it was
sick.
Amazing.
Fucking
I don't
sick.
Think I've ever, like, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Sick.
In the thumbtacks.
I really do like Taya. I really do like the character. I like all of them. I don't remember Jessica Havoc being as big as she was, but I liked all four of them.
I don't remember her boobs being popping out of her thing either.
That's all right. She wants to give you life-giving milk, Kevin.
That's it.
She wants to make sure you're well-nourished and fed.
Big fan.
And cared for. She wants to nestle you in her ample bosoms.
That's right.
And tell you everything's going to be okay.
I'm here for you,
it's going to be all right, little Kevin.
I'm here for you, Jessica Havoc. I'm here for you.
What's your thoughts overall?
On Impact?
Yeah.
Loved it. Rating, a grade? A.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question on that one. That was fucking good shit. Speaking of good shit, MLW also had a fucking amazing show this weekend.
I love this shit.
Kings of the Coliseum, which is another weird thing because it's like the first hour of their tapings and then they tape like three more weeks there. Like, I don't get it. Like, you name one show, like, one episode of your show is something special, and then the next 3 weeks, like, you don't? Like, it's a weird setup the way they have
it. Let me ask you this, because I watched, I guess, I watched Fusion. I didn't watch the show.
You didn't watch the Coliseum show?
Well, the Fusion show was
a
condensed version of Kings of the Coliseum.
No, that's the thing. The Fusion show was Kings of the Coliseum.
That was the whole show?
That exactly. Like, they did the same shit last time. Remember we had this conversation about a month ago?
I don't remember anything, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why I'm questioning it, because usually if you name a show, it's going to be like you figure it's going to be at least a two-hour show, right? But no, they just named this as like probably one of their quote-unquote better episodes.
But it was over an hour.
But it was like, no, we're going to keep running. We have permission from BN Sports to go overtime if it needs
gotcha.
To.
Gotcha.
So
that's cool.
What'd you think of Hammerstone and his
I spit in the face of people who don't want
Star
to be cool.
Star-Spangled Challenge or whatever they call it.
Star-Spangled Hammer.
There you go.
Kodo
Brazil.
I love Kodo. Big Kodo fan.
Kodo Brazil is like a miniature version of Kofi Kingston. Look at him next time.
I'm not going to argue with you. He's a tremendous athlete.
No, but he looks like a smaller version of Kofi Kingston.
Not going to argue. Not going to argue that.
And he can fucking go too.
And he's great. I was just like, do you ever like get those moments where like you're kind of expecting like a big surprise?
Oh, and you weren't surprised at
Kodo? And so, like, to me, and this is absolutely no disrespect to Kodo.
But he's about to disrespect you.
No, I was expecting, like, because sometimes you expect, like, a name. Like, you expect, like, a bigger time guy to come back in, or someone who may have history with, or maybe even, like, a heart guy.
Do you think it was going to be, like, Dr. Wagner Jr.? They've been piping him up with bad...
No, they did some promo videos with him.
They fucking hype him up with Bad Medicine. I wonder if they got permission for that one. Wink, wink. Court Bauer.
Man, love Court. But anyway, it was cool because Kodo Brazil can go, and he's arguably one of the most underrated talents. If underrated might be a bad word, because I think he's well respected.
They had a great match. Hammerstone plays the fucking thick jock to a T. He slows things down like Scott Steiner-ish, but he's got the power to throw people around. Kodo came at him with all the high flying stuff. Great match. Of course, Hammerstone retains
his open weight championship.
Yes,
right. That's what it's called.
MJF comes in, challenges the Hart Foundation for the tag titles. Him and Richard Holiday.
No, other way around.
What?
I think the Hart Foundation challenged them to a ladder
they
match.
They challenged. No, that. Well, that's the thing. They challenged them to a tag title match after Hammerstone.
Oh, and then there were like stipulations. It's
yes,
a ladder.
But before we get there, fucking Gotch is in the back talking shit about Tom Lawler, and Tom Lawler beats the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
Off camera, by the way, and then he slams the door on his.
Why is Gotch never on camera in like these backstage segments?
It's fucking his. He was for a few seconds, and then Tom Lawler beat him
down. Like, remember, I think we talked about it last week. There was like that big brawl, and he just never. See Gotch. Like, you see, like, one of the Von Erichs just punching, like,
is
air.
He hurt? Because he didn't even come out for the main event.
I don't know. That's maybe he's still on the show. I don't know.
Oh, the Von Erichs were in Israel, by the way. And I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if you know this, kayfabe, but the Von Erichs are beloved in Israel. They love the shit out of them in Israel.
Really?
Honest to God, like.
Because that shit is real.
Because they fucking do commercials there all the time, like everything.
The Von Erichs?
Yes.
In Israel?
In Israel. You wouldn't think so, but Kevin Von Erich was there all the time in the Twilight.
Are they
of
part
career.
Of the tribe? Are they in the tribe?
Von Erich?
Are they, converted?
What was Atkinson? Is that, I think that's German, isn't it? I don't know what Atkinson is. That's their surname.
Is that their real, is that their shoot last name?
Yeah, because Von Erich was playing a fucking Nazi, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
Yeah. What was the father's name? I can't think of his
Fritz.
Name.
Fritz.
Fritz was a Nazi. He used to come
Fritz
to the
was
ring.
A Nazi?
He used to come to the ring and do the salutes and everything. He was a fucking German soldier.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Fritz von Erich.
Yes.
Was a Nazi.
That was the... Well, not...
That's the name of the show. Fritz von Erich was a Nazi is
no,
the name
No,
the
thing
of the
was, he was either a German general or soldier, something like that. Yeah, that's... He was an evil fucking Nazi, dude.
Fritz von Krusch?
No.
Fritz von Erich was a Nazi. How did I not know that? How did I Nazi know that?
Because you were probably young when the von Erichs were always like wholesome, even the
dad. I know my wrestling, I like to think.
All right. I got to look up Fritz von Erich.
I guarantee you, you're right.
Okay. Fritz von Erich. Ay, ay, ay. I hope I don't crash
God,
everything.
God, that's kind of disturbing. Was he, wait, he played a Nazi. He wasn't an actual Nazi.
No, he
Nazi.
Wasn't a fucking Nazi, right, dude. Like, right. What did you think?
Kind of that.
Jack Barton Atkinson. He was born in Texas in 1929.
Is he related to Rowan Atkinson? Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean von Erich?
Let me see.
Hello?
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, evil German brothers with his quote-unquote brother, Waldo von Erich. They were the von Erichs.
Ah, yes. That does ring a bell. Waldo von Erich definitely sounds familiar.
Yes.
Oof-ah.
Ah, oh, fuck me. Dropping. All right, well, there you go.
We're dropping knowledge on ourselves.
So he may or may not have been a quote-unquote Nazi, but he was definitely a German brother. And I'm sure they played off back in the time frame when Fritz was breaking into the business that, yeah, I'm sure Germans were not the good guys. So there you go.
Is he like...
So maybe he wasn't a Nazi, but he was a German.
Is he like Harris Brothers Nazi or like...
Well...
or just like,
I don't think he had an SS tattooed on himself or a swastika or anything like that. But can we get off the talk about the Nazis?
I thought it was fun. It was a good talk.
It was fun, but I don't know. It was just weird. All right. Saying Nazi, you know? I don't know.
No, we're done. No, it's fine. No, you're right. It's not pleasant, but it was just you had to inform me. I didn't know. So I'm learning.
Ray Horus took on Myron Reed, guys with the fucking
Ray Horus Hogan
tape over their mouths.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Oliver.
I don't like Jordan Oliver. I think he's goofy looking. He looks like he just broke out of prison with his fucking braids and his
I think that's the point.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weird look for him.
Isn't his like nickname gimmick Nails?
Is it?
I think so.
Did he try to rape Vince McMahon?
Oof.
I don't know. Sorry.
God, you were worried about talking about
Nazis and rape. Jesus Christ.
All right. We are a PG show, people.
Good match. Myron Reed wins. A lot of interference. A little more than what I personally like to see, but it
poor
is what
Horus Hogan.
The Hearts accept the tag title match. They want it to be a ladder match, and Teddy Hart is being replaced by Brian Pillman Jr.
Well, it's Freebird rules.
Well, this is what Davey Boy Smith so not eloquently put it in his promo. So
yeah, you saw that promo.
Oof. Those guys need a fucking stick, man.
Why does David Hart Smith confuses me? Because I've seen him cut good promos.
Well, he probably gets confused because he's around Teddy Hart. Teddy Hart can confuse anybody.
I wonder if it's part of his character. I wonder if he's like part of, like, that promo couldn't have been on purpose. So I'm thinking, like, it's part of his thing. Like, well, I mean, like, you can't be a professional wrestler for this long and cut that bad a promo.
Well.
So I feel like it was on purpose.
I don't know. There's a few guys that they can't really cut good promos, yeah?
That have been around for as long as David Hart Smith has?
Chris Benoit never cut a good promo.
But he got better.
Oh, all right, fine. Yeah, all right. Fair point.
Like, this was, I was like, wait, what am I watching for a second? And David Hart Smith, one of the funniest motherfuckers ever in the world. There was one time, again, you're going to hate me, name dropping.
Oh, here we go.
We were after a show, and... our friend Justin Carino, who we just mentioned, was chasing down his former manager, not our former podcast member, but before that, his former manager, and he went to go put him in a headlock, and all of a sudden, David Hart Smith just runs down the street after both of them, and screaming weird obscenities, like, I'm gonna get you both! He was the funniest dude, like, I've ever met, ever. So it's weird that some, and Bruce Pritchard mentioned this a lot, sometimes the chemistry, they could be the funniest guy.
Yep. Steve Armstrong, they said, greatest guy in the locker room. You come out in front of a microphone, it's like, bang.
I'm listening to the Bruce Pritchard 1999 King of the Ring podcast. He mentions that's the one that Billy Gunn won. Billy Gunn has all the energy in the world off the camera, but they couldn't get him to translate it on.
Yeah.
Which, when I see people that I know are awesome and are funny and are great, have great jokes and great chemistry, and then when I see them on camera, and I'm just like... Again, this I'm a nobody, so what my opinion really doesn't matter.
Your opinion matters. You're a history buff.
That's true.
You're a man with knowledge of the sport of professional wrestling.
Watching it for 31 years.
Good for you.
Religiously, with no breaks.
Jim Cornette interviews Selena De La Renta, which he tries to blow
God
off
damn.
As an episode of the Jim Cornette Experience, but it was just an interview.
Selena De La Renta car.
And then Conan comes out because she was talking shit about Conan, and Conan calls a puta, and she said it was a dick measuring contest.
Speak on this?
Yes, he did.
He did speak on
this. And he did the Orale and the Riba La Raza and all that shit. It's so weird that Conan's on Impact and then he's on...
you say like it's Conan O'Brien.
Conan. Orale!
Keep cool, my babies. Orale!
Riba La Raza. So she said if Conan keeps running his mouth that she's going to fucking tell him her secret.
What a smoke show she is, by the way.
She is.
Sidebar.
But I'm curious to see what's going to happen because he keeps saying he's bringing in some lucha talent and she's bringing in some people. So I'm wondering if Dr. Wagner's going to factor in or where LA Park stands and all this shit.
Well,
whatever.
Didn't the video package for Dr. Wagner air immediately after that?
I think so.
So I thought maybe that's who they were talking about.
Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Whoa. But this is what we're here for. Tom Lawlor defends the MLW championship against Jacob Fatu. Amazing match.
Great match.
A couple of weird things about it. Number one, I didn't realize how fucked up Tom Lawlor's ears are.
Cauliflower.
He had that big mop of hair, and I was like, whoa, look at those fucking ears, dude.
He did cut his hair, right?
Well, they...
Oh, they did.
Contra cut his hair, so he decided to shave it. Great match.
I don't know why I did that.
Jacob Fatu didn't really do too much that was heelish. He's super over as a baby. As a what I missed?
Jacob Fadu didn't.
Did I say Fadu?
No, but it was what I was thinking in my head.
Fadu, like Erica Fadu. Like,
yeah, Jacob didn't Fadu too much. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, I'm sorry,
Mr. Puns.
I'm in a weird mood tonight. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's good. It's good. We're drinking these weird Frizzanti Truly seltzer things.
I'm a hard seltzer guy now, people.
I hate seltzer, but this isn't bad.
This is my life. This is who I am now.
Great match. Jacob Fatu didn't really cheat too much.
Fatu too.
He's getting over as a babyface, which is bad for Contra, but good for him.
Bad for business.
When he won, the crowd popped. I felt kind of bad for Tom Lawlor. But I think they definitely needed a change of pace because, to be honest with you, I don't know if Tom Lawlor was that great of a champion.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
But it's weird.
Fatu!
Because now he's like part of Contra and... Salina De La Renta was in the crowd watching the match, and she was texting somebody on her phone.
Uh-oh.
So she was either tweeting that this is stupid, or she was talking to somebody about maybe requiring the services of Jacob Fatu.
You lost the money again, Billy?
Because, honestly, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. I could see her and him teaming up. He'd be fucking perfect for Promociones Dorado.
Who, Jacob Fatu?
Yeah! He's a big, bad motherfucker. Flies like a cruiserweight.
Wait, I thought you didn't like him.
No, I hate Contra.
Right.
I hate Contra. I hate everything they've done up to this point.
Oh, man.
But Jacob Fatu, he can fucking go, dude. This is the first time I really got to see him work, other than squashing that fucking slob Barrington Hughes.
Abadu!
Yeah. So, MLW, Kings of the Coliseum, or King of Coliseum. Whatever.
Kings of Coliseum. And MJF, they're actually teasing.
MJF was not happy
not
about
happy
Brian
with the ladder
Pillman.
Match.
Well, I thought he wasn't happy that Brian... Oh, he was happy about Brian Pillman being involved.
But he wasn't happy about it being a ladder match,
yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, you are correct. So. Dissension.
Listen, I love Hammerhead.
And I love the fact that they still have that one tag belt. That's awesome.
That's so good. MJF, I feel like...
He's a star, and there's people that have been hating on him, and I don't get it.
I think it's all kayfabe, hating on him.
Do you think
he has X-Pac heat?
I think some people are just like, oh, been there, done that, same old shit, which is insane if you think about it.
Compared to who?
Oh,
like a Randy Orton?
There's been people that have done that before.
Like an Alberto Del Rio?
It's kind of like with you with Mance Warner. Like, just another redneck, been there, done that.
Yeah.
But, look, MJF.
MJF is so good.
He fits into it, and he's a little shit, too. That's what makes it great.
Yeah,
like you look at him, he looks like he could handle himself against somebody his size, but he's not. He's poking the bears what he's doing.
Yeah, and you can get heat on him.
He's poking the bears. I like the show overall. I gave it a B, maybe a B plus. I'm teetering towards.
I had no problem with it, so yeah, B is probably right there, which is what I would give it. Listen, I just like that I was able to watch a whole lot of wrestling this weekend.
Yeah, it was a lot,
and that's not even counting like NXT or 205 Live or NXT UK, which I will watch at some point. I haven't watched the last episode because, you know, Kevin Grifo Truck Driver was on the latest episode.
Hey, so. Before we move on with anything else going into the second hour of the show, do you think a couple of minutes on G1 would be too little time? It would be doing it a disservice?
Because I
tell you right now, off the top, I only watched the opening match with Gorillas of Destiny and Roppongi Bungi. My favorite tag team.
Oh, God.
And
I
went out of my way to watch Ibushi and Kenta, which I fucking thought was amazing.
Because you're a golden lover kind of guy.
I fucking love Kota Ibushi, dude. He could be the perfect human being. He really could.
Dude.
He's got the look. He's got the fucking tights.
Is he the selling. Is he your overall favorite wrestler in the world right now?
He could be. I would really have to take more time to think about it, but he could be my favorite
Well, it's a good
wrestler.
Thing we have a... commercial break coming up.
Oh, but I mean, do you want to squeeze in G1 stuff? Like, is there anything?
Will we have time to talk about it after?
We can. I mean, we got a lot to get to, but we can make time.
I do have a few matches that I want to put over a little bit.
Okay. So we're going to come back. We're going to do a couple things with the G1, the start of the tournament. We're going to talk a little more about the picks that we have to make.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, including about the picks.
Extreme Rules and some other...
Fight for the Fallen.
Oh, Fight for the Fallen. We've got a watch-along to do.
Dude, we should probably pick Evolve, too.
Please don't fucking...
That's on the WWE
Kevin.
Network. It's on the WWE Network.
Well, we're not doing that tonight. We'll have to talk to Pricko about that. But Kevin, as we always say when we're ready to fucking call it a halftime...
Back after this, you some bitches.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember... It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Coming back with a little Four Horsemen action for you there, Kevin.
Ducka!
And before we get into the rest of the festivities, and Lord knows we have a lot of them.
Ooh.
Kevin, did you know that we had a Patreon?
I didn't know that.
Well, let me tell you about it.
Please
You could support us, right? You go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Is that it?
What?
I forget. It's Wizards Podcast, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes. So you go there, right? And you find our page. And for a donation of a little as $1 a month, you get to be involved with us. You get to be a producer. And if you donate more than that, you can send us priority questions. You can pick stuff for call-ins. You can do a whole bunch of other nasty stuff to us. Yes, nasty stuff.
Oh, boy.
Like the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer. Cindy Ardone. Dan and Anthony Rusinello. The AOP of the SWP. Mr. Dark Helmet, Mr. Ryan Arthur, our buddy from across the way, Manny Crocdoville, Carazzo himself.
Carazzo.
Of course, Kate the Great. Of course, somebody named Matt Garifo, no relation.
No idea who that is.
Mike Martinelli, the Killer Sean connection, Sean Toe and Sean Coelho from Down Under. Somebody named Brett Simonello?
Sean Toe's not Down Under.
No, Sean Coelho is. Yeah. And of course, Kevin, I will allow you this week without interrupting, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are gonna be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I love that. I purposely didn't step on it for you. I wanted to give you
I appreciate
a chance
that.
To shine. Like I said, if you want to join us, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Please do, by the way.
It's only $1 to join us. It's so much fun. So many cool things. If you, certain levels, you get watch-alongs. You get to hear me and my kid make fun of the greatest battle royal, Mansoon. Gorilla Mansoon's kid.
That's my joke.
Well, I got to run with it.
Gorilla Mansoor.
Mansoor, whatever. Same shit. We're going to switch gears a little bit because a couple weeks back, the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer, actually picked a watch along for us to watch. And tonight, Kevin and I thought it'd be a great night to watch along. So if you're listening, you could probably still listen to us. It's going to be great. It's going to be funny. If you want to watch along.
First of all, we can't guarantee any of that.
Oh, yes, we can. We're the Shining Wizards. We guarantee everything is guaranteed except for your safety.
It's a lot of pressure.
And now I'm dropping the bell everywhere.
It's a lot of pressure.
Fucking Kev. We work well under pressure.
I've never done this before.
Well, this is going to be a great introduction for everybody.
I'm a watch-along virgin.
Kevin's first watch-along.
Pop my watch-along Cherusky. I don't know why I put funny accents on stuff, but I'm doing it.
We're gonna pop your Cherusky right now. Give me 1 second. You like that one?
That was a good one.
Okay, so go to the WWE Network. You got to have WWE Network. If you don't have WWE Network, we're going to watch Raw Episode 223. Original air date, August 18th, 1997, from our own backyard, Atlantic City, New Jersey. We are at the beginnings of the Attitude Era at this point, late 97. We are just 2 months away from Bret Hart getting screwed over by Mr. McMahon, which launches the Stone Cold Steve Austin Man into the stratosphere. But on this night, our main event, which is what we're going to watch, it's Mankind and The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels and Triple H. What you're going to want to do is use your WWE Network machine, go to 1 hour, 11 minutes, 26 seconds. If you have the Xbox machine, you can go right to the red dot to line you up. And I'm going to count you down. You could start the show in.
You'll see an upside down Stridex pimple remover box.
Yes, it is upside down. Good call. Watch along in 3, 2, 1. And here we go. And now this is the weird thing, right? Kevin and I were talking about this earlier.
He doesn't get an entrance, Triple H?
No, he's got cold, which is the weird thing, right? Because at this point, isn't he already teaming up with Shawn Michaels? Are they DX?
I don't know. See, this is what confused me because we watched this whole show, by the way. So Rick Rude was on Raw earlier, but he didn't announce an allegiance per se yet with DX, I don't think.
No, and it's really weird. And now here comes Shawn. Shawn's going to get the hero's entrance, shaking his ass and wiggling and jiggling. And still not the WWF champion here. That'll come in another 2 months.
And this is also weird because the Hart Foundation. All right, so he's slapping hands.
But he's acting like a dick.
And the Hart Foundations are supposed to be the heels. Why? Like, and this was that weird time where Shawn Michaels was, they were turning him. But Bret Hart was the hot heel, so like Bret Hart was also kind of getting transitioned possibly back into a babyface role before obviously we know that he left. It was so weird.
You know what else is strange too? Like Shawn Michaels wearing the headband in that not Razor Ramon, but Scott Hall NWO style.
Dude, they all did it, man.
I know, like that's the weird thing. Like that's like the symbolism right there.
So I can't really tell what's happening.
Wow, I'll tell you this.
Oh, wait, let me ask you this though.
Shawn with the fireworks behind him in the ring doing the sexy boy pose. But go ahead.
Because Undertaker is teaming with Mankind.
Yes.
So was Mankind a babyface at this point?
See, because you go.
He had to have been 97. Yes, he was.
SummerSlam had just happened at this point.
Yeah,
right?
So he was a babyface because he wrestled Triple H in the cage. So technically, Undertaker and Mankind are both babyfaces. Triple H is without a doubt a heel. Shawn Michaels had just cost Undertaker the belt. So Shawn Michaels, because he was the referee in that Undertaker-Bret Hart match.
Yes.
So he may not have been fully transitioned to heel yet. So this wasn't probably DX yet.
No, and also up to this point, like Stone Cold is still the IC champ at this point, but he just won the belt at SummerSlam, but this is where he fucked up his neck.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've been doing vignettes during the whole episode where Jim Ross was interviewing Stone Cold. And of course, he wasn't dishing out stunners because he had a fucking neck like a stack of dimes, as they say. Wow, it's weird watching this because you look at the crowd during the Attitude Era, and all you see is signs. Like, every third person has a sign held up during everything.
That's what they used to do. Like, during commercial breaks of Raw, they used to play the song, signs, signs, everywhere, signs. And they would make you hold up your signs so you can get them on. They used to encourage the fuck out of that.
Yep. And I got to tell you this. The Undertaker must be in a bad mood because this is the fastest I've ever seen him walk to a fucking ring that he wasn't on a motorcycle. Look at him. He's actually walking with a purpose here.
Well, this is before all the bells and whistles and the... And the all his entrances now take, because now when you have the Undertaker, all you're getting is entrance and very little else. With all due respect,
I mean, Bruce could be in the back going, "Taker, we're running out of time. Got to get to the ring. Got to win the match. Get it over with."
No, I just think this is Taker was a lot. Taker was a lot younger. His character was a lot different then. I mean, he's always a dead man. Don't get me wrong, but
I'm
in Atlantic City, by God.
By God! I'm saying by God, but it's Vince McMahon on commentary. Is he there with Jay Ross?
No, Jim Ross is there too.
Really?
It's three man.
Fuck me. The three man booth will never work, by God.
I'm all in, Vince. I'm all in. All in.
That's my ass, JR. Put it in my butthole.
See, this was impressive Undertaker too. Like, he would throw his hands up and bang, and the lights would just come up. Look at Hunter. He looks so confused, like he's taking a shit.
It's Terror Rising.
I'm getting out of the ring.
Shawn Michaels. He was such a dick during his time period, too.
That's what everyone says.
You think it was just the attitude, or you think he was pilled up here?
Probably both.
Yeah, I think a little.
This is right around.
Little column.
This is probably right when he started having the back stuff, and then obviously 98.
Oh, no. The back stuff, I thought, started like earlier this year, like at the Royal Rumble, didn't it?
No. That was Royal Rumble 98. I mean, with him versus Undertaker.
Oh, fuck, yeah, that's right. Shit balls, yes.
But
I'm
sure he was probably still pilled up here.
Oh, boy.
Again, no disrespect.
And Shawn Michaels is a dick. He's like, you're going to start, right, Hunter? He's like, yeah, I'll carry your bags, boss. And the suckets are flying.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a dick. He's definitely a dick.
He's fucking all fucked up. Well, we got Mankind and Hunter in the ring. These two guys will... They're coming off of their big match at SummerSlam in the steel cage. The blue steel cage, I might add.
It was the blue steel cage.
Before they painted it black and started using it in the Attitude Era.
Painted black?
Yeah. Mankind with that spinning, clapping clothesline is. I'll tell you what, though. Sean's a fucking dick, but he's bumping like a pinball.
I think they only used that black cage for that St. Valentine's Day Massacre match.
They might have been. And I think it was the last time they ever used it.
I think that was the only time they ever used it.
No, but I mean, in terms of, like, the big blue cage, like
that
structure,
yeah,
yes.
As opposed to, like, the wicker fence or whatever.
We said structure at the same time.
We did.
We're fucking losers.
We are.
Look at and Mankind just throwing the rights. I loved
check
Mick
that,
Foley at this
check
time.
Check that mandible claw. That could be loaded.
Mick Foley, like, he could do no wrong in his matches at this time. Like, he was in shape. He could fly. And a little bang-bang action. And now, look, 1997, Undertaker tags himself in. Like, that was a thing back then where you could tag somebody on the back and tag yourself.
They still
in.
Do that.
No, I know they still do it, but I think this was the origins of that.
But nowadays, you do that when you want to create controversy with tag teams. Like, you tap them on the back, like, what? And then you get the pinfall or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, this is weird, because, like...
And China looking, like completely thick. This is way before she changed her look and feminized herself.
Yeah, this is very pre-glam China.
Now, she doesn't have the fake cans here yet.
Don't think so.
She gets those a little later on.
Don't think so.
But, yeah, man, like the look that she has right now, just standing there menacingly with her arms crossed, fucking amazing look.
Because if
and
I'm
the
not...
two dickheads hit the floor, that's what you get, you piece of shit.
And
have some fucking pills while you're down and get them from your boyfriend.
Triple H wasn't a pill guy.
No, definitely not.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Chyna made her debut at the WrestleMania of this
year.
Wow. Oh, my God. Did he whiff?
Did you see that shit?
Did he just
kick?
Whiff on that kick?
Hey, Sean, why don't you watch a fucking Young Bucks match and learn how to throw a super kick?
Super kick!
What a fucking asshole. And he knows it. Look, now he's just laying in the fucking heat.
Oh, my God. But Chyna made her debut at that WrestleMania choking out Marlena when Goldust ragdolling
her.
Yeah.
I thought she fucking killed her. Yeah. Look at fucking Shawn. Won't even take a bump for The Undertaker. What a prick.
R.I.P. Joni.
Yeah.
Who's he calling to the ring?
He's calling Rick Rude. Yeah, come on, Rick.
Oh, so maybe, I guess this is the genesis of DX.
Dude, I was here for this show, mind you.
So then you should be telling us stuff.
I don't remember. This is like fucking 30 years ago, isn't it? All right, 20 years ago. But still, it's a long ass time ago.
20 years ago is a long time.
Sorry that we faded to black there awful quick, but I guess they cut out the commercial breaks.
It's the network.
I wanted to learn more about Stridex and fucking karate fighters, but I guess
they
that wasn't
going to
happen.
They were big sponsors.
Oh, man, Triple H jumped right into that. Hunter Hurst Helmsley. I don't think he's Triple H yet at this point.
Nope, he's definitely not.
But he's still a douche. Oh, boy, China with the ball play. There's one thing China loves is playing with dicks.
Oh, my God, look at the jawbone on Joni. Oh,
I love the fucking choker she's got on, too. Put on a fucking leash and drag her around. Teach her what a bad girl she is.
Yahtzee.
Come on, Sean. Tell him to suck it. Tell him to suck it again.
Oh, love that.
And the flying forearm.
Kip up. And you know that's going to be a kip up.
Now, is it a kip up or a nip up? Or is a nip up racist?
How is a nip up racist?
Nip.
What's a nip?
China's got two of them in her shirt. I'm back after this. Oh, sneaky tag. Mankind didn't see it.
Where's the tag rope?
Oh.
That was like total
elimination. I was just going to say
that. Was like total elimination, but
total
not really.
Elimination. Undertaker picking his fucking boogers. Shawn picking his ass. What are these guys fucking picking winners tonight?
Is this the period of WWE where they got rid of the tag ropes?
First of all, you said period. And second of all, yes, I don't see any tag ropes there. Wait, was Shawn putting his feet up to fucking slingshot him in and he never did?
See, this is what's tough about watch-alongs because I want to go back and watch it again.
This is so... I mean, look, the action is fast and it's moving, but holy fuck, there's a lot of miscommunication.
Just look who's in the ring right now. Four first ballot... I mean, they're all... Undertaker's not technically a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Triple H isn't in a Hall... Oh, yeah,
yeah, DX.
Wow. Triple H got in the fucking Hall of Fame before the Undertaker? Is that possible?
Makes sense.
And is the Undertaker...
And HBK's in there twice.
And is the Undertaker such a douchebag that he doesn't want to go into Hall of Fame because it, quote-unquote, doesn't fit his character?
No, because he's got a big match coming up at Extreme Rules. So
he doesn't
want to... He's still still an active competitor.
But he's in there with the best in the world. Oh, Shawn doing the hoogie boogie shit in front of Undertaker.
Hula Hula Pineapple Man.
Dude, Hula Hula Pineapple looked good at the fucking G1.
And we will talk about that.
We're not talking about that yet.
We will get to that.
The good old-fashioned boot. You don't see that shit anymore. The fucking boot up in the corner.
Putting your foot up. That's
never
right. You
see
don't
see that anymore.
You really don't.
Look at this. Mankind's getting choked out and scratched by fucking Shawn, and he's trying to put the claw on Hunter. And Hunter's just fucking working him over.
Can I do another name drop?
Go ahead.
And you know who Shawn Michaels reminds me a lot of on the independent
scene?
Joey
Janela.
In this match? Yes. That's not what I was going to say, but 100% yes.
But it's just the look. It's the long hair.
I was going to say Matt McIntosh.
Really?
Because
because you see the red tights, that's why.
No, because when Matt McIntosh wrestles and he's a heel, he comes across as a guy that you really want to despise and hate, and he does these kind of things where he plays to the crowd, but he couldn't be further from the truth out of the ring.
You know, so, Shawn Michaels got a pretty damn good working punch, I got to say.
No, he does, and so does Mac. I'm just saying, from a guy who's seen 8 million Matt McIntosh matches.
Did Foley fucking sandbag him on that one? That was an awful-looking suplex right there.
Well, again, Shawn Michaels could be having some back injuries at this point still,
too. I don't know. Then why would you go to the top to drop a fucking elbow?
That's
beautiful.
That was crisp.
I don't know. And Undertaker's just kind of standing there. Maybe he's happy that Foley's getting his
ass
kicked.
Because he's not,
oh,
he's not the legal man.
Did you notice who the fucking... Oh yeah, Dave Hebner is. Did you notice he's the fucking referee, by the way?
Dave Hebner?
Or is it Earl Hebner? I always fucking...
That's Earl.
Him. Oh, Earl, minus 60 pounds over here. Actually had a few extra hairs on his head. I haven't been paying attention. Is he doing those shitty calls? Holy fuck, Kevin, a pedigree.
Nope.
And he gets fucking pushed back in the corner.
And
that's
another
that.
Spot.
I
that
love
you don't
that
see
spot.
Too much anymore.
That spot needs to come back. Look at the selling. Look at the selling. Fucking awesome. And the only dickhead still standing there is The Undertaker. Why is it? Yeah, Shawn's trying to tag him. What was that about?
That was weird.
And notice how Shawn fucking shit cans the minute The Undertaker gets in the ring. What a fucking dickhead. It's beautiful, but he's a dickhead.
You're diving real deep into this.
Undertaker clothesline and dropping the fucking Hulkbuster. What do you think? You think it's going to be a breakup? Wow. All right, look, I give fucking Earl Hebner a lot of credit. He didn't do that phony baloney shit with the third drop of his arm.
Here we go.
He finally got his hands on him. And listen to the fucking New Jersey natives going nuts for it.
They're probably all from
Philly. Wow. What a sell. I tell you what, though. You fucking see the cage match that they had after all was said
and
done.
Look at that shot by Mankind right there.
And Undertaker and Shawn, they fucking had a great... They were the first Hell in the Cell match.
Yeah.
And it was shortly after this. Uh-oh. Rick Rude was going to paste Mean Mark Callis, and he said, I don't think so.
Phenom.
Undertaker still looks the same, no?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to, like, really change up the dead man look.
And no, it's
except
just,
for the mohawk haircut he used to have.
That was cool. I like that, actually.
The mohawk?
I like the mohawk.
And, of course, is Hunter going to... Oh, Kevin, keep your eye on the Undertaker. I do remember this spot.
That's like, oh, my God.
Did you see the left hand? Did you see it?
Did it go up?
Oh, he's blading in plain sight, dude. You didn't catch that?
I didn't catch it.
Oh, it was the swipe.
Can we do a pause and rewind real quick?
No, we can't. Why can't we? We're watching along, dude. You can't
But if we tell them to pause, they pause.
Yeah, pause it and go back and watch it again. Kevin will watch it tonight when he's fucking...
No, you can do that.
Wrestling.
I think that's allowed in a watch along,
no,
right?
No, it's really not. It's really not.
Well, why can't we change the rules? We're DX. We make the rules and then we break them down.
I like the reference, by the way. Two unprotected chair shots. The referee's throwing this one out. Look at Sean. Sean's like, yeah, he's fucking dead, right? He's dead. Cameraman, I think, fell over.
You see this, and then you see like what happened with Cody and Sean Spears, and this was like a regular occurrence back then.
Yeah. Well, Undertaker's getting up. Undertaker's not happy. And he's bleeding like a stuck pig.
No, I think that's just his bandana. No?
No, his bandana.
Nope, it's blood.
And the carnage of the aftermath. Oh, wow.
It's a lot of
blood on the chair.
It's a lot of crimson, boys. Oh, I can't watch this anymore. That's like...
Watch. Here comes the slice. Slicer.
Oh, yep, there it is. You're right. Good call.
Whoop, there it is. Well, I mean, look, Shawn Michaels was the perfect shit heel during this time. And, yeah, then The Undertaker got busted open. And there's your watch-along, folks.
That's our watch-along. I'm sorry, because I was watching this for the first time since it actually happened, so I didn't have any, like, jokes or anything funny prepared.
No, but it's cool to watch and just talk along and comment as to what's going on. Shawn Michaels was an asshole. Hunter was still up and coming, but you could see signs of greatness there. Mankind was on fire, and The Undertaker playing the role.
Boy,
good shit.
That was a lot of fun. That whole episode, we had it on in the background the whole time, and there was a lot of good stuff on that show.
And it all leads up to the debut of Kane. It leads
up to... That's gotta be Kane!
It leads up to Austin and Michaels becoming tag team partners, and... Well, were they? No, they were tag team partners before this, weren't
they?
Yeah,
I think it's...
That's right, no, so
Dude Love starts making an appearance soon, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Dude Love made his appearance at SummerSlam just before this.
No. Mick Foley undid...
His chest. And there was no heart there that was supposed to be.
It was a heart sweat out. Wow. Heart sweated off. Play the Renee Young drop.
Oh, the zip 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 zip. See, I wasn't ready for Mae Young because Matt's not here. That's why.
It's not Mae Young.
Jeez, I can't talk.
Did I call Renee Young Mae Young?
Yes, you did.
How fucking awful is that?
Did she give birth to a hand as
well? Dummy. Yeah.
There you go, brother.
G1 Climax, the tournament.
Yeah, man. I guess this is what a night one, as Matt said.
Oh, what a night. G1 Classic almost in my pants. Hula Hula and fucking what's his name? I can't think of
it. Ishii.
Yes.
Right?
Holy cow.
God, I hope I'm...
They're meeting in Block B, I think, in the very first, like, one of the first matches. So this was a big deal for them to be on the opposite sides of tags. And whoever Hula Hula's partner was... That kid's going to be a star. That kid could fucking go.
It starts with an R. And Matt's going to kill me for
Ray
not
Ishii.
Knowing. Ray or something. Or
Ray Horace.
Horace Hogan. It was Horace Hogan.
He looked like a young Antonio Inoki. Like
he did. Because he had no knee pads, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Following the Drew Gulak. You all right, dude?
I just had a burp.
Oh, jeez. It looked like you were struggling there.
No, I was burping, but I didn't want to burp into the microphone. So I held it in. I mean, these hard seltzers are great, but
they're
a lot of carbonation.
Fucking gassy.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I love the Ibushi-Kenta match. I think it was the right thing that Kenta won that match. Went a little over 20 minutes, and they beat the piss out of each other.
I'll tell you that my two favorite
fucking man.
My two favorite matches on this show were Will Ospreay, Lance Archer.
I heard that's fucking excellent.
Because it's a different kind of match.
And Archer won, right?
No, Ospreay. No, Archer won. Yes, Archer won. You're right, 100%.
I know Matt was fucking whacking his bag telling me about it.
And, which I loved, because Archer, like, he may be a mainstay there, but I don't think I've seen him as much recently. Again, I'm not a New Japan.
No, me either.
I'm not a New Japan expert like you, Tony.
Well, you know, but I mean, I still haven't seen Lance Archer all that much. I wish I knew his name.
I do know that it was his first time in 5 years in the G1. If I remember that stat correctly. But, dude, that chokeslam that he put Ospreay through on the table on the outside, like, Lance Archer looked like a man possessed. It was awesome to see. And Will Ospreay can work with anybody. And actually, Kate the Great said that, but Lance Archer was just as integral in this match. That might be my favorite match on the show.
And that's Block A, right? Like, that was part of the tournament. Right? They're both in Block A.
Yes, because Block B hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
I'm going to be wrong about some of this.
No, but there's a whole bunch of matches that have to happen because everybody's got to wrestle everybody
once,
It's a whole month. But everybody's got to wrestle everybody at least once in each block. And then, what is it? The top guy from A faces the top guy in B for the climax?
It's not Sting of the Ring.
I don't know. It's no spell. It can't be a Sting of the Ring.
No, I mean, the G1 climax was great, but it's not Sting of the Ring.
Well, listen, I enjoyed what I saw. Other highlights.
I loved the Zack Sabre Jr. Sonata match.
It seems like Will Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr. are like some of the bigger stars.
I mean, every match on this show was great. And like I said before, we talked about Impact, is that I haven't enjoyed a wrestling show as much as I enjoyed G1 until Impact or until Slammiversary.
It was a great weekend for wrestling.
But for some reason, there was a lot of great stuff. There was a couple great tag matches that opened the show. But Zack Sabre Jr. and Sonata, to me, was by far the sequences and their transitions and the chain wrestling that you saw and like the reversals and this and that was just so cool. And the thought of maybe Zack Sabre tapping out or this and that was just super fun. And if I'm wrong, that it's Sonata, right? It had to have been Sonata.
I think so, yeah.
Because Evil was in a tag match.
Evil.
Again, someone's going to catch
That's right. You're
this.
Good. You're good.
But the match was fucking fantastic, and you know, even Bad Luck Fale had a decent match. The Gorillas of Destiny beat Sho and Yo, right?
Roppongi Bungi. The Gorillas came out with the IWGP belts, but they also had other belts.
Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions.
I forgot they won the winner takes all.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So if those are the belt, if they did have two belts with them, so I'm thinking it's the Ring of Honor titles too.
Because I didn't recognize them, but then again, I just sort of caught.
I like their entrance. I'm not gonna lie to you. Their entrance was kind of funky.
No, they're cool.
I liked it.
New Japan is on point right now.
They're
not on point, but you know what I mean.
On point wrestling.
Yes. OP Dubs.
Shout out.
OP Dubs. Anything else you want to talk about with the G1?
I
don't know. Like, I feel like maybe we're not doing it justice, but
we're probably not. But just be mindful that we watched it and we fucking loved it.
Well, what I watched, I loved.
I loved the entire show. If it's not, because I said this in our group text, like I said, this was one of the most enjoyable wrestling shows that I've watched in a very long time. Unfortunately, it sucks that I can't pick out more specifics, and that might be a fail on me for not writing stuff down as I watched the show, but I just enjoyed it so much. And Okada Ishimori? Oh, God, again, I'm going to fuck it up. So
it's all right.
I'm just going to fuck it up. I don't want to talk about it anymore in fear of fucking it up.
All right, fair enough.
Very fun show.
Well, it's the fun show. I'm looking to see if I have Sting's music, and I thought I had it in the soundboard, but I don't. So
wait, which one? A Man Called Sting?
Anyone. I don't even know if I have it in my iTunes. Let me see if I have it in my iTunes real quick.
A very underrated Sting theme song was his last one by Metallica.
And I don't... No, it wasn't Metallica. It was Megadeth, wasn't it?
No.
It was Metallica. Wait, did he come out to a version of Seek and Destroy?
No, he came out...
Yeah, Seek and Destroy.
Well, maybe I'm just singing that song because you mentioned Seek and Destroy.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was that.
Are you kidding me? How do I? Let me ask you a question. How do I have Slam Jam, and I don't have fucking the whatchamacallit, the Sting song? I don't get it.
Listen, that sounds like a you issue.
It is a me issue. I don't understand.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it was Seek and Destroy.
Yeah, it was Seek and Destroy. But that's a Metallica song, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, I apologize. Here's some shitty music.
No, play that.
Which, I don't have Seek and Destroy, dude. I don't
have it. I thought you were YouTubing it. I'm sorry.
I can't because I have to get into the board.
I get it.
Fucknuts isn't here to help out.
Listen, Fucknuts is a great Nuts of Fucks.
Nuts of Fucks.
All right, so don't. I'll be damned if you talk bad about.
Oh, fuck.
Nut Fuck.
There it is. Whoop, there it is. You got it now?
What is this?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That was it. Fuck, now I got to start it over again.
That's not it, though.
It's Sting. It's the man called Sting. Why did I
thought? Oh, it's the man called Sting. I thought that was Sting.
No, you thought...
I thought you were starting to play Seek and Destroy. I'm like, this isn't Seek and Destroy.
All right, let's move on.
No, let's stay exactly where we are.
Before I fucking press stop again. Like Matt that time playing the fucking The Natural 17 times.
Well, I'm a natural.
Well, folks, Sting of the Ring round one is in the books.
So if you're listening for the first time.
Yes, this is good.
What we did is we had a random conversation that usually evolve into something else that we had no intention of ever making something happen with it.
Oh, Evolve's 10th anniversary show is going to be on the network this weekend, by the way.
Did we talk about this and how I said we should do picks?
Yes, you did, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we had a random conversation about Sting. I don't know how it developed.
I said we should have a tournament with all face-painted wrestlers and call it Sting of the Ring. And bam,
listen,
it became a thing. Sting of the Ring is the thing.
Is that fake news, Tony?
No, this is real, Kevin. Nah, this is the real deal.
There's no way you would have came up with a tournament idea. That sounds like a me idea or a Matt idea.
This was me, you dickwad.
You decided to come up with a Sting of the Ring?
This is where it came from.
You decided the idea of the brackets.
No, we talked about it and we said we should do it. And then I came up with the brackets.
Oh, no, you definitely helmed the ship or whatever.
But I was the one that introduced the thought of Sting of the Ring. That was my line.
On the podcast.
Yes. All Prince right. of Pro, back me up if you're listening.
My man Pots and Pros. That was a good one.
You can go back and see that you didn't fucking pick Moose.
Yeah, I'm way off. All right, anyway, so we decided to make this fictitious NCAA March Madness style bracket of all face-painted wrestlers that we could remember in the span of 48 hours.
Well,
right?
We had a lot. We almost damn got near 64.
And I'm kind of upset about some of the ones that we kept in as opposed to the... Listen, I'm not sweating it at all. But we did what we could, and it's gotten a lot of feedback, Tony.
Ton of feedbacks. We got Kevin, when I say we got thousands of votes on this thing, that's not hyperbole.
Nope.
We got thousands of votes. We got it on Twitter, and we got them on Facebook. So thank you to everybody.
Lots of shares, lots of retweets.
Everybody who played along, everybody who shared, everybody who voted. Now, Kevin, before I get into results, do you want to guess which first round match had the closest margin of victory of all of the first round?
It's weird because I don't check the Twitter. I voted
This is why I'm asking you. If you had to guess, which was the closest?
And I think I kind of remember, so I'm not going to guess. I think the biggest barn burner I thought that we had was, and it's only because Jamie Miller said the word barn burner, was Boogeyman Barbarian or Boogeyman Warlord?
It was Boogeyman Warlord. The Boogeyman won by 4 votes.
Wow.
4 votes. That was close. The other one that was a barn burner was Kabuki versus the Barbarian. Kabuki won by 5 votes.
Powers of Pain getting love.
It's ridiculous. So let me run through it real quick. In the Sting region.
Again, this is just a fictitious tournament. There's no reason or rhyme why you...
Oh, no. We did this for fun. We did this to get people
involved. It's not that one wrestler was better than the other. It's not that one's face paint was better than the other. It was just... There were no credentials, no criteria. It's just who you liked better, basically.
I didn't realize Sting's theme song was like 17 minutes long.
I think you started it again.
Did I really?
Or it's on loop.
I can't even find that on the soundboard. Oh, well, good. It's in the background. I like it. So Sting, here, let me go. So the first round in the Sting region, number one seed Sting, of course, beats Umaga. He had 87% of the vote. Number five seed Crush beat Damian 666.
I was shocked about that.
That
one,
was
by
a
the
big
way.
Surprise. 53% for 53% for Crush. Sorry, I mixed up the numbers.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I know we're
go ahead.
We're not short on time, but the results of this dictate to me a lot about who listens to the show.
Yeah, and it's going to be really crazy because I think the second round is going to be nuts.
I feel like the second round. You're gonna
some
get
of
to
these
it.
Are gonna
it's
be real.
Huge.
It's a lot of like currents versus past. It's gonna be a good one, yeah. I think.
It's like a focus group.
In the Battle of the Demons, Demon Finn had 78% over the Kiss Demon.
I thought Demon was gonna take that.
Did. But there's a lot of people that like the Demon.
That's what I'm
that
saying.
Like Finn Balor.
Like, that's it says to our fan base. Like sometimes I think our fan base is more old school and nostalgic and want to do the cool thing as opposed to what everyone thinks is going to happen. So that's why I kind of thought Demon was going to win, but Demon Kiss Demon was going to win. But people love Finn, and I love Finn too.
To round out the Sting region, Doink the Clown 68% defeating the Missing Link. Moving on to round two, we'll go to the Animal region next.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, because that's the order I have.
Oh, then it does matter.
Road Warrior Animal 86% whopping slaughter of Headbanger Mosh.
What?
Great Kabuki.
What'd you say?
It was 86%.
You said wiping slaughter of Headbanger Mosh.
A great big slaughter.
What?
I said a great big slaughter.
No, I thought you said wiping slaughter.
A wiping slaughter.
A wiping slaughter.
Put that on a t-shirt.
We actually could have put Sergeant Slaughter on this because he wore face paint
at
Survivor Series 1990.
Boo. Okay, so Great Kabuki, we talked about earlier, 52% over the Barbarian, number four seed. Papa Shango.
Destroyed.
The biggest surprise of the tournament as a number six seed. 80% Adrian Street.
See,
that's a big one.
No, it's not.
I'm surprised.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're just an old school Adrian Street kind of weird vintage guy.
There's a lot of Adrian Street fans.
No,
out
there's
there.
Not. And compared to Papa Shango?
Come on, it's Papa Shango, dude. How long was he Papa Shango?
Papa Shango is one of the weirdest, most iconic, gimmicky figures in the history of wrestling.
He's no Adrian Street, dude. Come on. I was very surprised.
No, Adrian Street may have a better legacy in the business, but nobody cared. Papa Shango's
nobody cared about Adrian Street. Boo. And rounding that one out, Demolition Axe 70. No, wait, that's it. Demolition Smash 75% over the Zodiac. That rounds out the Animal region.
That hurt my heart.
Well, what are you gonna do? Let me see. Where are we going to next? I fucking lost my place here. Oh, the Muda region. Great mood of 79% over Darby Allin. Not really surprised there, but...
Love Darby. Shout out to Darby Allin, my man Pots and Pants. That spot he did at the last AEW show, I still cringe when I see it in my head.
Fucking
the
sick.
Trust fall on the apron.
Boogeyman, number four seed, beats the Warlord. 51% for Boogeyman. We talked about that earlier. Mr. Pogo lost to Demolition Axe. 77% for Mr. Demolition Guy. Kind of surprised that was as low as it was. I didn't know
I'm
if Pogo was going to win, but...
That was a weird matchup to me, because I thought... What was the seedings for those?
6 and 3. Demolition Axe was number 3.
They both should have been lower.
You think Axe should have been lower?
No, Axe is probably a solid 6.
6?
Oh, was he 3?
He was a 3.
He should have been lower.
Wow, really?
His face paint was... It was silver and one line of red.
Well, to each his own, I guess.
I mean, again, we only had 32 spots, but...
And to round out the Muda region, Road Warrior Hawk, 76% over Headbanger Thrasher. And finally, the Warrior region. Warrior, number one seed, 74% over Tatanka. No big surprise there. Jeff Hardy, 71% over Vampiro. And he was the 4 seed. Kamala, 56% over Stardust.
Love that pick.
I
have Kamala in my final four.
And to round it out, Goldust, 88%.
Kevin...
To Renegades, 12%. 88% was the highest percentage of anyone in the tournament.
What's that? Who?
Goldust.
Was he going against Renegade?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out to Vampiro, though, who got in on the action on the Twitter.
I know.
So, kudos to our pal, Vampiro!
Not
Vampiro!
Farting into the microphone either, which I like.
Well, I've been bad with that lately. I gotta fix that.
Farting into the microphone?
I didn't fart. I thought you said not speaking into the microphone.
No, I said farting into the microphone. Not farting into the microphone. Are you hearing me right tonight? I can't be stuttered. I can't be messing things up this badly.
No, I thought you said not talking to the microphone for some reason. Might be having a stroke.
So, if you're having a stroke while you're in the hospital tomorrow, the brackets will be up again for your votes. The Sting region, we have number one Sting against number five seed Crush. The number three seed Finn Balor, the Demon Finn, I should say, against Doink the Clown, the number two seed. In the Muda region, Great Muda number one against the Boogeyman number four, and Axe from Demolition taking on Hawk from the Road Warriors. That's a 3-2 seed.
So how many matchups in each region do we have left?
Two each.
Two matchups
this
in each region.
This is Sweet 16. In the Warrior region, number one Warrior, the ultimate one, versus Jeff Hardy, the number four seed.
That's one to watch.
And Kamala, the number three seed, against the number two Goldust.
That's one to watch, too.
They're all to watch, Kevin. And finally, in the Animal region, Road Warrior Animal, your number one seed, taking on number four, the Great Kabuki.
That's a slam dunk for Animal.
I don't know about that one. Kabuki got a lot of love in the first round.
Slam dunk.
Papa Shango, the number six seed, the lowest seed left in the tournament, taking on number two Demolition Smash.
That's a tough one.
There's
too.
A lot of tough ones in this round.
I think the only slam dunk is Kabuki losing.
Yeah, I think Hawk and Axe is going to be like, whoever.
Can you go back
like
to that?
It.
Can you go back to the first ones that you mentioned?
Sting and Crush and the Demon against Doink. The Demon.
Demon
might
and
run.
Doink could be tough, but I have Doink in my final four. I have Doink. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know we didn't pick this.
I think we might be looking at Sting and the Demon in that one.
I'm thinking. I think Doink wins the whole thing.
I think we might see Muda and Hawk on the bottom, unless the Boogeyman fucking pulls up a huge upset. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Muda. That's tough.
He's not. That is tough.
See, because Boogeyman and Warlord had a tough run. And whatchamacallit, Kabuki and the Barbarian had tough runs. And they're both up against number one seed.
I swear to God, it's like a focus group.
It's crazy.
It's like you learn a lot about people, by the way, who they vote for.
It's wild.
In a face-painted, fictitious wrestler tournament.
Well, so those are your Sweet 16 matchups. Like I said, the voting will start tomorrow. I'm assuming we're going to start with the Sting region again, but I could be wrong. It's whatever Matt's whimsy thinks of.
No, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out amongst the three of us which one is going to be the strong region, and we'll save that one for last.
Nah, I don't think that even matters. We can even pinball it back and forth. I know, like,
we can spitball and go down the rabbit holes. And
that's easy for me to say, but...
Finger each other's buttholes and...
Stop it.
I don't know, whatever. So that's where we stand with the Sting of the Ring.
I'm excited. This is a lot of fun.
I am excited, too.
Thank you, everyone, for engaging in this, in our weird, silly wrestling obsessions.
I'm trying to see if we have any newses and notices that we need to get to before we get to our picks. Pero Aguayo passed away.
Yeah, that's sad.
Superstar mainstay of AAA and CMLL Mexico.
Yeah.
Right? Well, no. Was he always AAA? No, he was always AAA. Shit. If you're going to talk, Tony, fucking talk right. No, he wasn't. He was in CMLL for his retirement tour. So I was right. So eat a bag of dicks, Tony.
Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, I kind of am.
And you're yelling at yourself on the air. That you should have your own spinoff podcast called Tony Yelling at Himself.
I should.
Listen, I'm an idea maker, brother.
Matt should have his own podcast called Fatty Bumper Car.
No. Oh, my. Dude, the one thing that I hate that we never developed was the Shining Wizards Matt Marble Mouth t-shirt in the logo of Marble Madness.
You are a fucking t-shirt designer these days, huh?
No, I'm not a designer. I just have ideas. I can't do anything with it. Like, I come up with the great, like, when I'm in the shower or on the toilet, I come up with the best ideas. I come up with the best ideas ever, but I do nothing with them once I leave the bathroom. It's like all my ideas are just locked in my bathroom.
Kevin's whole life is like, let me think of shit for Tony to come up with.
Yeah, basically. Let me come up with the idea. You do all the work.
Tony, t-shirt.
Tony, let's chop, do chop. It. Come on, man. But my designs are pretty basic, other than the marble mouth. That one would be kind of... You'd have to take the Marble Madness logo and just put Marble Mouth with the same design.
And it's just
of the NES cover.
It's just balls with Matt's mouth. Or Matt's mouth with balls in it.
Oh, my God. If you had Matt... Like having like 18,000 cheese balls in his mouth.
Fuck cheese balls. We'll put like marbles, like real marbles in his mouth. That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, I was gonna say because you could at least eat the cheese balls. But he would. He might like that.
I'm not gonna make any eating jokes. Matt, by the way,
I'm
got
just saying
to
it'd
you.
Be safer.
Winner of Block A faces winner of Block B. Winner goes on to main event Wrestle Kingdom.
That's
so,
right.
There you go. So you were right. Trust your instincts.
Hey.
You're doing better than both of us in the fucking.
If I
pits,
trusted my instincts, I would have got a clean sweep of Slammiversary.
A Queen Laquifa. MLW's holding a pay-per-view, their very first one later this year.
Chi-Town.
At Cicero Stadium. It's called Saturday Night Super Fight. I don't think.
Sometimes you just got to go back to basics with your pay-per-view names. Don't get too cute. Super Fight's a fun name.
Oh, there's another 1-hour live special on July 6th.
We're picking it. Wait, July 6th? That's what, that was last week.
Oh, never mind. Now I feel like a dick. thanks for the old notes, Matt. Holy fuck. Let me see what else. Yeah, they did, I don't know. They did all their tapings and whatnot. According to Dave Meltzer, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson re-signed with WWE.
Or they're going to. If they haven't, they're very... I mean, that goes without saying that that's why they're being placed where they are. They're probably having a lot of fun. And I'd be shocked if WWE wasn't throwing ridiculous amounts of money at people that earn it and deserve it, but money that they wouldn't normally give.
I don't know. They added some matches to Ring of Honor's Manhattan Mayhem tapings.
Don't sound so excited.
I can't read through all this. I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about it after it happens or when it's happening.
And New Japan's coming to the Hammerstein Ballroom, brother. It's a big deal. September 28th.
Ooh, is that when Ring of Honor is going to be there too or no? I don't know.
No, and also WWE has finally announced that they are returning to Madison Square Garden for, drumroll please, TV tapings.
Oh, boo.
Raw and SmackDown will be at Madison Square Garden on, I think, the 10th and the 11th or the 9th and the 10th.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that up.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, well,
yo, you've been calling me out all night. I got to get you on something.
No, listen. Drop the hammers, brother. Drop the hammerstones.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo. Oh, jeez. Well, Kevin, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Extreme Rules or what's the other one?
Fight for the Fallen.
Fight for the Fallen?
It's
time for Pay-Per-View Picks Part 2. It's not even on fucking pay-per-view, but we're picking them anyway. Because Matt's a piece of shit and he wants to go further into last place.
Oh, Bleacher Report.
It's AEW Fight for the Fallen. I don't know if it's free or not, but it's going to be this weekend and they're fighting for fallen people.
That's actually a really nice charity that they're doing.
It is. They're raising money for like victims of gun violence.
Yeah.
I mean,
victims of gun violence.
Fuck. I pressed stop again. I'm so awful. My fat hands.
Nah, they're doing a good thing.
Kev, I'm losing my voice really bad.
We're picking Evolve, by the way. I'm making that executive decision.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not actually.
There's not a lot of matches for Fight for the Fallen, so let's see if we can get through this.
Soul Calibur, Uncensored, Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky versus the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon, and Phoenix.
Oh my god.
Wait a minute. I gotta read.
What the fuck was that?
I'm telling you, I'm losing my voice.
No, but you didn't even have to say it like that. That was retarded.
Don't use the
hard. That was my mess up.
Okay, so here's the notes. Guy, want me to give you Dicko's picks first?
Does he have like long?
Oh, he's got liners and everything. Oh, it's great.
I'm excited.
He's doing writing. Lucha Brothers for SCU. This is a toss-up, and I don't know where the Lucha Brothers stand in the tag title tournament. I'll take the Lucha Brothers to get the win here and propel them into the tag title tournament. You fucking said tag title tournament twice. I do agree with Matt. I think SoCal Uncensored might be in jobber mode right now, which is fine because they're with the Lucha Brothers. Lucha Brothers could use a high profile win. I'm going Luchas.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'll go Luchas.
Luchas across the board. And don't mind me because I'm just writing them down for Dicko.
I don't mind you ever.
Let me see.
All right, we got six-man extravaganza. Jimmy Havoc, Darby Allin, Joey Janela versus MJF, Sean Spears, and Sammy Guevara.
That's a weird match.
I could see Havoc. This is Matt. I could see Havoc, Allin, Janela. I can't even talk.
Joey Janela.
Getting the victory over the heels if Spears and MJF come to blows based on the chair shot that he gave Cody a few weeks ago. I'll take Havoc and company.
Run by that the teams again. Havoc?
Jimmy Havoc, Darby Allin, Joey Janela, MJF, Sammy Guevara, Shane Spears.
I thought Joey Janela was a heel.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to go with MJF just because he's my boy, Blue.
And I took MJF as well. There we go. Me and Kevin, we're going to stay the same. Let me see. Hangman, Adam Page versus Kip Sabian. Matt says, get the chance for AEW to introduce fans to Kip Sabian. Sadly, it's not his night. As the man who I think is going to win the AEW championship gets the win, Hangman Page all day, day.
God.
I'm going Hangman Page as well.
Yeah,
I think
he's not losing.
Definitely not. You can't have the guy that's going to win the title be fucking losing at this point in the game. Yeah. Definitely not. Kevin, this is a tough one. The Young Bucks.
Let me go first before you read
his
opinion.
The Young Bucks
match
versus the Dustin Brothers.
Young Bucks.
Okay, I'm putting down Young Bucks.
I'm sorry, short and sweet. I think Cody and Dustin do the right thing, and Bucks win.
Okay.
Matt
says the Cody-Dustin story is great, and Dustin isn't close to being done in the ring, but we already know what awaits Cody at All Out. Do we know? I don't know. So I think the Young Bucks take this. Plus, they are the best tag team in the world. I'm going against the grain. I'm going for Cody and Dustin.
I could see either one happening.
I'm going for Cody and Dustin on that
but,
one.
Wait, what? Do we know what's happening at all? Adam?
I don't know. Maybe Matt knows something.
I mean, I probably do know, but I'm just not.
I tried
clicking.
Looking for something. I don't, and I didn't know.
No, but I'm going Young Bucks just because
I didn't see anything about an upcoming match. So whatever. Unless they're gonna fight in a cage or some shit. I don't know. Whatever. Kenny Omega versus Seema.
Seema.
Seema stunned us all when he beat Daniels at Fighter Fest. He won't be so lucky this go around as Omega hits the one winged angel for the win. I'm agreeing with Matt. I'm going with Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega needs that singles win right now.
And I don't think Seema beating Daniels was that. I know we all picked Daniels.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was as big of a shocker as.
I mean, it was a bit of a surprise. I wouldn't put like, oh my God, he fucking beat him.
Like you said with SCU now, mm-hmm. they're in the position where they have to make the company grow and they have to introduce new stars. And again, Seema's not a new star, but you know what I mean. He's a new star. For most people who watch the current product now.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a huge shocker to me. But, yeah, shocker. 100%. Kenny Omega wins this match.
Kevin, your main event match. Brandi Rhodes versus Ali.
I love Ali. Going Brandi.
You know, and I took Brandi, too. And I'll tell you why. Let me go with Brandi. I'll write that down. Okay. And Matt's logic first. I can't recall seeing Brandi wrestle before, but I do know she has karma in her back pocket. That's a big fucking pocket. This has been building for some time.
Wait, karma or
karma?
Awesome Kong.
Awesome Kong.
Did he write karma or did he write?
He wrote capital K karma.
Is that
although
like
he still spelled it wrong? It's supposed to be Kharma. No, that's who he means.
Yeah, but it's Awesome Kong.
It's karma, Kevin. That fits the line.
I'm saying.
What? All right, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Was that his intention?
Yes.
Was it supposed to be a play on words?
Yeah, it was. He means the big black woman that lost her baby brown baby. That's who he means.
Baby. Oh, my God.
That's where that's from.
We're going back to our roots.
Baby brown baby.
We're going back to our roots.
Oh,
I hate
fuck.
It.
All right, well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I agree with. I agree with
Brandy's
you.
Brandy's winning.
Yeah.
Brandy's winning.
No way Brandy's losing. Yeah. No way.
Unless they have really ridiculous plans for Allie that I don't even know about, who we love, former guests of the show.
Doubt it. We had Cherry Bomb on the show.
Yeah,
We had Pepper Parks,
and then Allie with him and she joined us for a couple minutes.
Did she?
Pretty sure.
I know we've had that happen a few times, like when we had Priscilla Kelly on and Darby.
With Darby,
Allin joined us.
I'm pretty
and
sure
Darby Allin gave us doo doo art. So.
Oh,
you know,
God, love doo-doo art.
Fucking, didn't he? Who was the story with? Was it with Zima Ion or was it with TJP where he pissed in his fucking coffee and he gave it to him?
Bro.
Fucking great.
You're asking the wrong wizard.
Great stuff. Okay, so that's our picks for Fight for the Fallen.
Now what? Rest your voice. Take a breath.
I'm going to sip on my
truly
hard, awful hard seltzer.
Your truly H-A-R-D cider or seltzer.
Kevin, you know I love putting hard things in my mouth.
Attaboy.
I hope Matt isolates that. I almost said bat. I don't know why I said bat.
We're struggling. It's a tough day.
Kevin, I'm gonna quote Matt. As my man Superhuman says, fuck this shit.
We got one more round of picks to make for the Shining some shit or other.
It's fucking WWE Extreme Rules this weekend on the network.
Nah, so Matt said no Allie, she just wore a shirt.
Yeah.
We never
right.
had her on the show, but she just wore a shirt. I thought that she was kind of with Pepper. Because didn't we do like a Pepper Parks like like when we did that gimmick where we did like the face off type deal, or is that?
No, I think
that was Player Uno. Oh, I forget, man.
We only did that once.
Twice.
We were supposed to
we
do
did
that.
With Red. Didn't we do it with Red and XL? And then didn't we do it with Player Uno and?
We were supposed to do it with DJ Hyde and I want to say Pat
Buck,
but it never happened. We were supposed to do it with
no,
DJ
we
Hyde.
No, we did it with Player Uno and somebody. I thought it was Pepper Parks.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
Matt, I know you're listening, buddy.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
No, he knew that we didn't have Allie.
I'd be very surprised if he knew
I
that.
I thought we did Pepper Parks
well, I mean,
and Player
it's
Allie. Reno.
It's a girl. Matt has a soft spot for the lady wrestlers, even though he says he doesn't like women's wrestling. All right, let me get this started on with this. Let me make sure. Oh, now some of these I have in a separate email, which I didn't print up, so let me just pull that up. Matt's email. Okay, let me see. I'm going to start with this one.
I was right.
All right. What?
Pepper Parks we did versus Uno and Red versus XL we did.
All right. Cool. Who are we supposed to do with DJ Hyde, Matt? Last man standing match, Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. Matt says, I'll take Braun. I have nothing funny or witty to say about this. And neither do I, and I take Braun as well. Kevin?
I think they're going with Lashley.
Lashley?
I'm going Lashley. I have no idea why, but I think he deserves this win.
I guess this is for the U.S. title. Ricochet versus AJ Styles. AJ is going to finger blast Ricochet. I think we have a new U.S. champ with some help from the club. I'll take AJ. I disagreed with Matt. I don't think they're taking the belt off Ricochet this quickly. I say Ricochet pulls it out.
I'm with you. Ricochet.
Ricochet.
Matt could make up some ground this week.
Or he could fall further back, which is what I'm really hoping for.
It's tough when you... Again, it's easy. It's one or the other. It's a coin flip. But I don't hate some picks. I don't hate either way.
All right, I'm going to jump to this one real quick, even though it's further on the list, just because it's the last one in the email. SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley defends against the handicapped team, Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss. Not that they're handicapped, but it's two against one. You know what I mean. Don't laugh. You want to give me who you got first, or you want me to give you Matt's?
Go Matt's, because I have no idea what you just said.
I'll take Bayley to win this match as she retains with help from Sasha Banks.
Who is it, Bayley versus Alexa?
And Nikki Cross. It's a two-on-one now. Because Nikki Cross...
Oh, Sasha's definitely coming back. I'll go Becky.
You mean Bayley?
Bayley, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's Bayley across the board. I also agree with that logic. If Sasha Banks does come back, that's the night to do it. All right, let me see. Aleister Black versus ...
Which we should be finding out tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, for real?
On SmackDown
Live.
Are
we going to save this one then, or am I going to get fucked like I did with Drew Gulak last time?
I mean, that was on you guys. I decided to wait.
Matt writes, he's wrestling whoever knocked on his door. Brilliant writing. I forgot Black was on SmackDown, so good for me. I'll take Black. Always bet on Black. I took Black. I'm betting on Black.
I mean, you kind of... in this match, you have to, just because it's...
You can take question marks.
Nah, I'm going. You know what? I'll take a page out of... I owe you guys one. I'll take a page out of your book, and I'll do Aleister Black, not knowing who his opponent is.
Cool. I like it. Hey, here's a dumb question. Should we do for tiebreakers... How many times the 24/7 title is going to change on a pay-per-view?
No.
No? Just as a goof. Like, you guys both...
You want to keep track of that?
No, not really.
Exactly.
No, that's Matt's job.
No.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't... Matt does way too much already.
Let me see. This one's fun. Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan versus The New Day versus Heavy Machinery for the SmackDown tag titles.
Yeah, I'll start. And I'll go Brian and Rowan.
Brian Rowan. Fuck, I better write that meter. I also agreed with that pick. I don't think they're taking the titles off. I don't give a shit about Heavy Machinery, to be honest with you. Great. The fact I could do a worm and he's stupid. Whoopty fucking do. The New Day is gonna be the old day. I'm still waiting for Big E to fucking turn on
him. He's not turning, dude.
I don't know.
He's not turning. They're not ruining that New Day.
Matt writes, triple threat tag team match. Oh boy, I am tired of the New Day so they can fuck off. I think it's time to pass the titles to Otis and Tucker. I'll take those two whack jobs.
I do think Tucker has a lot more potential. Otis, I think, is like, he's fixed in a comedy role, which is there's
fucking
nothing wrong with.
2K19 Eugene.
But Tucker could be a star. He kind of reminds me a little bit of what I thought of Big Cass when he first came in.
Yeah, but we're going to have a fucking United States champion called Tucker.
Nah.
I don't know about that. 205 Championship, Drew Gulak defends against Tony Nese.
Love both of these guys. Two of my favorite guys ever. Gulak. That was burp for Gulak.
Gulak across the board. Matt writes, I can't bet against my boy Gulak. Drew for the win. Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be way too soon for them to take the belt off him. Let me see who else. Ah, Kofi Kingston defending against Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship.
Kofi Cabana?
Yes, Kofi Cabana.
Boom, boom.
Matt writes, Kofi flipped off Joe last week on SmackDown. Very edgy. I'm sure this is going to be a banger of a match. What are you, fucking British, you cock? But I don't see Joe taking that belt off of Kofi. Kofi gets the W.
All right. Kofi has to lose eventually, right?
I understand.
Who, like, I'm picking Kofi.
I'm picking Kofi as well.
But to dive, I know we're up against the clock, but.
Good.
To divulge or to digress or to explore more, who does Kofi lose to in like the grand scheme of things?
Brock. listener. Don't forget.
Is that what everyone's, that's the popular opinion
Kevin,
now?
When is the Fox thing starting? Isn't that September?
October.
Brock Lesnar.
Everyone's still sticking to that, huh?
Yeah, whatever. Who gives a
no, shit? No. I mean, it's plausible for sure.
Well, this is what's plausible. The Undertaker's coming back again because the next match is a no-holds-barred Undertaker versus Roman Reigns tag match. Yeah, that's not the name of the tag match. They're taking on Claymore and the best in the world.
Claymore and Flanagan. That's my go-to.
Do you want Matt's line or do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
I'm
going Taker and Reigns.
You have to.
Fucking Shane, it's got to stop somewhere. And I felt awful picking him the last time and you guys went against him. And I was right. This is fucking insane. He can't win again. He can't. He just can't.
I mean, Undertaker has said.
Undertaker just beat Goldberg, for Christ's sake.
Unless Drew gets the win. Undertaker's been saying that he, from what I've read, he wants to face Drew McIntyre in one-on-one at WrestleMania. So maybe Undertaker wins this to set up a one-on-one match with Drew at WrestleMania. So I mean, I have to go. I got to go Taker Taker and Roman.
And Kevin, one fall to a finish.
Oh, fuck.
Winner takes all. The Universal and Raw Women's Championships on the line. As the man, Becky Lynch, and the man's man, Seth Rollins, I hate that that's a fucking thing, against the Constable and the Right Cross.
I forgot about the Constable.
Constable Corbin, baby. Oh,
well, I'm the king. I'm the king. I'm the king of Constable, Tennessee. Well, I'm the Const. Well, I'm the Const. Well, I'm the Constable of Tennessee.
Oh, my God. I'm going to let you guys go first because I am torn with this one, to be honest with you.
All right, here we go. This is Matt's easy. The storyline is horseshit, and this match will be horseshit. Seth and Becky retain. Hopefully, Brock cashes in and kills everyone in sight.
That's pretty good. That's
I can't go
good.
Against that logic. I don't know if Brock's going to cash in here. I don't know if Brock's going to cash in at all. But you cannot have Seth and Becky lose like this. And plus, champion Constable Corbin. No fucking way. Never happening. Not especially not this Sunday.
I thought Baron looked good on Raw, and I hate everything about him. Not his talent or it's just his character I absolutely hate. But, oh my God, this is where I'm probably gonna lose some ground.
Oh no. Oh no. Kevin, no.
Play some thinking music.
You saw them have a little dissension on Raw too, like when Becky helped.
I feel like I'm at the poker table right now. I'm debating a call of an all-in by somebody else. Do I want to risk everything for this, or do I want to play it safe and go with the sure thing?
Here's some thinking music. The Nature Boy Ric Flair, woo-woo-woos, woo-woo-woo, all over you, you woo-woo-woo,
all right, so the next pay-per-view is SummerSlam, right?
I maybe? I don't know.
So I'm going Baron and Lacey.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. When Baron Corbin becomes champion, you heard it here first.
And they both win it back at the WrestleMania of the summer in Toronto at SummerSlam.
Ooh, what about in Saudi Arabia?
Well, the next show is SummerSlam.
Whatever.
And then your moment is them holding up their titles at SummerSlam after getting them back.
Fucking boo-hoo.
So I'm probably gonna lose this week.
I hate that you said that just now. I do hate that you said that.
I'm going Baron Lacey, baby.
Oh shit!
It could be a screwy, wonky finish, brother. Because SummerSlam's the one that matters.
Ah, fuck me. Yeah, you know what? I don't even have a going home, to be honest with you.
Oh fuck! I had one. I forgot it.
I don't. I'm
it's
even right. looking.
We're running late.
That's all right. I don't know. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder said something that they're trying to push for the gratitude era. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was weird.
But that's my going home.
I love my boys, but that was probably obviously something fed to them. But they're just thankful that they still have jobs in their 30s and they've been there for...
Oh, my God. For real?
That's the only thing I could think of.
Ugh, that's so bad. Speaking of bad, we hope you enjoyed a great episode of The Shining Wizards tonight. Kev, you know the music?
It's a hockey talk, man.
No,
Johnny Be Bad. Johnny Be Bad.
It's Johnny Be Bad. You don't want to make him mad.
Johnny Bravo Be Bad.
Fuck that guy.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode.
Wow,
of the
we
Shining
had a lot
Wizards
in this episode, dude.
Wrestling podcast. We hope you enjoyed this one. Two-man group coming at you hot and heavy with all the wrestling talk and the predictions and the picks and the sting of the ring. We love to have fun. Follow us at Wizards Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Buy a shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Patreon.com/wizardspodcast or Shining Wizards.
For what?
Patreon.
Patreon is Wizards Podcast.
Wizards Podcast. Thank you for all our supporters. Listen,
I think, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Patreon, Shining Wizards, Google it. We want to thank you.
Thank everybody.
Thank you, KTG. Thank everyone, man, for supporting us for 8 years coming up. And hopefully we have some big things on the horizon, and we just want to keep bringing you the best radio in the world. So.
And thanks again to Drew for like us being a pain in the ass every week and going just a few minutes over into the rant. Please stay tuned if you're listening live on The Rant. The Rant is up next. And if I say The Rant one more time, I'm going to cream in my pants. Kevin, you got anything to plug this week?
Sunday comedy, Tierney's Tavern, Montclair, New Jersey. If you're Essex County, come out. Fun show. They're always for charity. So your $15 is going to a good place. And there's no cash bar or no minimum or anything. So $15 is the only thing you have to spend. But get drunk. You'll have fun.
Support the network. Support everybody over at The Rant. Support the Midnight Jury and everybody else that loves us and everybody else that we love. And we will see you guys next week.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Guest announcement, July 23rd.
Oh, yes. Returning from jolly old England.
Returning are one of my favorite people on the planet. One
joining
of our favorite
us in
guests.
Studio.
In studio. Ladies and gentlemen, independent David Starr will be in studio on July 23rd. I'm over the moon stoked about this. And one of my favorite people in the world coming back to studio. So,
all right. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.